The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A new year's come, and with the arrival of 2024 comes the start of District 7A play. A tough slate of games during the first half of the season for the Clay County squads was strategically constructed to test the team's abilities and hone their skills for this all-important post-holiday push. Starting off the conference action for the Black, Purple, and Gold will be the season's first Battle of the Bulldogs, as head coaches Tara Pryor and Andrew Mullinets bring their red and gray clad teams into Salina, looking for a pair of wins against Matt Walker and Rob Edwards. Throw the schedules and the rosters, throw everything out the door, because it's time for rivalry basketball in the District 7A debut.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome into the CarQuest pregame show from Joe Sims Gym, our seventh basketball broadcast of this season. For the fifth time this year, we are here looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm excited to be back on air after a couple weeks break here on the network. Joe Sims and Thomas Watson will join me throughout the broadcast. Joining me now is a man who's well-rested and ready to bring his A-game into 2024, our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Good to be back, Daniel. Appreciate the kind introduction, as always. It's that time of year. Clay County tips off district play tonight, and this is what really matters, Daniel.
It is. It's just more familiar. This is opponents we know now. These are the rivalries we know. And let's be honest about it, these are the games that dictate success in this season.
And no better way to start league action than with neighboring county rival Red Bull and Springs. You know, you kind of said it in the opener. When these two schools get together, you can throw out the records, you can throw them out the window, you know, because these Red Bull and Springs teams, besides that, are capable teams.
They are. They're well coached. They've got good rosters. And very similar to Clay County, they've played a tough non-conference schedule. So coming into this game, let's be honest about it, Clay County will not be the toughest competition that they have faced this year.
I agree with that. But you know, we wouldn't be here getting ready to start District 7A play without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. They make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. We hope folks will pick up a copy of that next week for coverage of tonight's games and much more. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games of holiday action. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment, but the paper's not out yet, so we'll just summarize holiday tournament action for both teams. You know, the Lady Dogs won an impressive 5-1 in holiday play with wins over Cumberland County, Kentucky, Richland, Monroe County, Kentucky, Monterey, and Huntland, with their only loss coming at the hands of Wilson Central. Their run improved them to 9-5 overall. And, you know, Bella Ashlock now joined leading scorer Hallie Buford in averaging double figures. She's got averaging 10-4 and Buford 17-8, Daniel.
That was the big development during those six games, the emergence of Bella Ashlock. Now, that came in part due to illness by Hallie Buford and, unfortunately, a re-injury of Madison Hayes' ankle a little bit, so she may be limited tonight.
On the boys' side, the Dogs didn't fare as well and finished the Christmas break stretch with a 2-3 mark. Even their record at 6-6 on the year, their pair of wins came over the UC Rams and McCreary Central Kentucky, while they were beaten by Richland, Pulaski County, Kentucky, and Wayne County, Kentucky. Nate Adams still paces the team with 16.2 points per game, while Western Burville's the leading rebounder, Daniel, and Lance Burchett, who's averaging close to double digits with 9.3, is the high assist man. So you said it, tough competition. That's what Coach Edwards was looking for.
It was, and those three losses, that's what it was, quality competition.
Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's paper for the details on all of those games. We are a day behind this week due to the holiday. He'll be out in racks on Thursday. Stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Red Bone Springs here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, we'll go through the Ashok Strong Girls 7A update. Lots of recent action. We'll go back into last week on Wednesday. Clay County lost to Wilson Central 41-50. All girls scores, of course. Gordonsville lost to Gulf Breeze, Florida 32-50. Clark Range beat Mount Juliet 42-35. On Thursday, Clay County beat Monterey 64-23. Gordonsville lost to Jay, Florida 29-40. Clark Range beat Centennial 60-17. Pickett County beat Liberty Creek 83-50. Then on Friday, Clay County beat Huntland 53-49. Red Bull lost to White House Heritage 44-53. Gordonsville beat Oak Forest Academy 46-40. And then on Friday, or also on Friday, Clark Range beat Macon County 36-29, and Pickett played White House. Don't have a score from that girls' game. Then finally on Saturday, Redbone Springs beat Greenbrier 45-40. Tonight's action, Clay County hosting Redbone Springs, Clark Range hosting Gordonsville. Pickett County stepping outside of the conference. They are hosting Clinton County, Kentucky. Overall records around the district, according to Coach T, Clark Range at 10-7, Clay County 9-5, Gordonsville 3-12. Pickett at 9-2, and Redbone Springs sets at 6-8. Girls 7A update's been brought to you by Ashok Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonia today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead now and get into Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. This is where we kick to Coach Sims to get his thoughts on how Coach Walker and the Lady Dogs can get this first district win tonight. Coach, we talked about it a few moments ago, and as I scan the floor, I don't think I see Maddie Hayes, or is she out there?
I think she's stressed out. I thought I saw her out there.
Okay, there she is. So she should be at full strength tonight.
Well, I don't know about that. I went and watched them play the last game down at Watertown against Huntland, and she didn't even dress out that game. And Matt seemed to think it. Maybe he'd have her back by this coming Friday, but evidently she's healed a little quicker than she did the last time. So, you know, it's definitely good to have her on the floor. We were really fortunate to win that game against Huntland. We were down 4 with three something to go, and some of the young girls made some big shots, and, you know, we just kind of gutted it out. I thought it was a really big win for them.
Well, that is Red Bull and team coach. They got some veteran players coming back like Josie Green, Bailey Mastingill, Chloe Powell. Pretty scrappy group.
They are. One night when we wasn't playing, I went over and watched them play Jackson County. I think they won that game. A real close game. They're not a lot different than they were last year on what they do. Of course, they don't have the Fleming girl, but those other two guards, they kind of stepped up, and they're scoring, you know, more than they ever did. They're still... You know, they're still a quality basketball team. They don't have as big a girl as they did last year, but we will have to play, you know, to beat them. I look for it to be a tough game.
What's one key going into it that you feel like is the key to this one?
Well, I score consistently. You know, sometimes we have, you know, parts of the games where we just kind of go blank, you know, every once in a while. If we can just consistently score, you know, get in the mid-40s to low-50s, we should be all right. And having Maddie back should help, you know, if she's doing anything. Bella has really been playing good. She's
yeah.
kind of took it on her shoulders to do some stuff this year. Hallie didn't have a very good game in that last game. She kind of got about 13 points, but it wasn't her normal game. She had been sick, though.
Time for that.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, right before that commercial break, you heard Tipsy's final take, sponsored by Bobby's Place, Hook for Tipsy, standing tall in downtown Salina, and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups. Red Bull and Springs Lady Bulldogs, their head coach Tara Pryor, she's in her second season overall in that role, a 24-22 record coming into tonight, 6-8 record this year, first district 7A contest tonight. They do ride a one-game win streak coming into this one after they beat Greenbrier in their most recent action. Starting for Red Bull and Springs, a senior, number 11, Bailey Massengill. A freshman, number 12, Sydney Massengill. A junior, number 20, Chloe Powell. A senior, number 25, Josie Green. And a junior, number 33, Dee Polk. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, their head coach, Matt Walker, eighth season. Overall, 164 wins. The 73 losses, a 9-5 record this year. District 7A debut going on tonight for both of these teams. Lady Dogs of Clay County, rather, two-game winning streak coming into this one. Starting tonight for Clay County, a sophomore, number 24, Ella Eads. A junior, number 22, Lacey Wicks. And then three seniors, number 21, Hallie Buford. Number 1, Maddie Hayes, and number 2, Bella Ashoff. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Here tonight in Joe Sims Gym, we've got Clay County dressed in their home uniforms of white and black numerals on those jerseys with gold trim. Red Bull and Springs, the visiting squad, they wear their red travel jerseys, white numerals in print on those. Clay County will shoot at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Red Bull and Springs, the hoop to our right. As we get settled in for first half action right here, District 7A debut underway. As Buford and Massengill step in to jump forward here. Here's the tip, controlled by Buford. Ash Lockwith and gives off to point guard Eads, who has settled into a starting role here for the conference action. And she's got it out top. Kicks to Wicks. They swing to Ashlock in the corner. Back out top. Hayes sets up at the free throw line. He's with it out top as they look inside.
Red Bullen coming out in a 2-3, aren't they, Coach?
Yeah. Now that I saw them play Jackson County, they played a lot of 1-2-2. But then they went to a 2-3, but last year I think they played us a lot of 1-2-2, best I remember.
Step back three was good by Elise. However, she traveled prior to the shot. So Red Bull and Springs takes over 0-0 the score, 7:20 and ticking here in this first quarter. Bailey Massingill with it. Left wing works against Deeds, gets past her, goes baseline, kicks it back out now. It's going to be Dee Polk with it, works against Hayes, drives to the hoop, gets past Hayes and scores. Junior Dee Polk with the first points of the contest, Red Bulling up 2-0. Polk settling into a starting role this year for the first time. We saw her in reserve action last year. She's a good player.
Yeah, she does pretty good. She can shoot the three, too.
Buford inside looking for Hayes. Pass a little wide of the mark. Goes out of bounds. Redbone Springs with an opportunity to extend on the lead here. They're up 2-0, 6:45 mark of this first quarter. Massingill going to slowly walk it across the timeline where she'll be picked up by Leeds. Polk with it, left wing. Kicks cross court to Green. Josie Green now has her pocket picked by Ashlock. Bella Ashlock comes down, passes off to Ella Eads. Now back to Ashlock. Shot from left side, no good. Rebound Hayes, put back, no good. Rebound Ashlock, her put back, no good. Once again, another rebound and put back, no good. And another.
Well,
and a foul.
They're helping their offensive rebounding stats there.
I guess she had four.
Shot.
Yeah. Maddie with one, Bella with four, I think, right there.
That's a whole game right there.
I can tell you from experience, too, that takes some stamina.
Yeah.
You know, battling down there, but putting it back up four or five times probably means I wasn't a great shooter, I guess.
Bella at the line. Shooting two here. As we mentioned, a great holiday break for Bella Ashlock. A lot of points scored. A lot of blocks, a lot of steals, a lot of rebounds. Had a double-double one night, 21 points with 10 rebounds. And she hits one of two from the free throw line there. Red Bullen with this one-point advantage and the basketball. Massingill, left wing, kicks over to Green. Green drives baseline. Now a foul going to be called on Bella. Bella a moment ago was against Bailey Massingill for Red Bullen. Now Ashlock picks up Clay County's first.
You mentioned all the things Ashlock can do. Just looking at Andrew Meadows' new stat sheet this week, she leads in every category, of course, except for scoring, but also averaging double figures. But assists, steals, and rebounds, she's the leader of this team.
Really savvy player. There's a takeaway for Clay County. Lady Dogs with a chance to take the lead over the visiting Lady Dogs. Long three-pointer by Buford. Knocked it down.
She's probably feeling better. I was saying before we the national anthem, she'd been sick down there at Watertown, missed the biggest part of one game, and you can still tell the game. I saw she wasn't her normal self, even though she did end up 13 points, I think.
Pretty impressive stat when 13's an off now.
Yeah, she like to never got a three to go. She finally hit one right before halftime, then she hit a couple the second half, but she missed quite a few. She hit four big foul shots down the stretch there that took it from a two-point lead out to a six-point lead. Just a few seconds to go, and they hit a shot right to buzzer, cut it back to four. But like I said, we was fortunate to win that game.
Polk at the line. Foul was on Maddie Hayes, her first. Polk hits one. Clay County with a one-point lead, 4-3 after the three-pointer by Buford a moment ago. Polk draws Red Bull back with him. One, Clay County now with the ball inside the Wicks. Her shot up, no good. Nice entry pass from Ella Eads. Maddie Hayes with the rebound and put that good. Hayes with her first points. 6-3 the score. Early black, purple, and gold in front. Coach Walker with a strong record against Red Bull during his eight-year tenure. 16-1, his mark against Red Bull. Of course, that only loss coming 2 years ago in the Region 4A title game over at East Robertson, a big win.
Well, we've been fortunate because we've had a bunch of close games with them over the last few years.
Yeah, Red Bull's been great. We know the story of Claire Fleming and her elder sister before that, and some of those great players, and they've been strong. Fortunately, Clay County's had their way with the Lady Red Dogs, though. Buford, another three, in and out, no good. Rebounded again by Eats. Clay County just eating, Red Bulling up on the boards here. A lot of offensive rebounds for the Lady Dogs of Salina.
Wow.
Unfortunately, it does mean we're missing some shots, though.
Yeah. Most of them right there around the basket, a lot of them.
Yeah, I'd wager to say we're almost into double figures on rebounds for the team right now.
Here we sit at the 4:09 mark of this first quarter, not even hardly halfway. Clay County in front, 6-3. Lacey Wicks misses the free throw. Looking at stats that I prepared, actually Andrew Meadows prepared them. I made a mistake. I've got two sets of averages here, and I'm not sure which one's right. Wicks, I believe, a 60% free throw shooter.
She missed both of them.
On the year coming in, based on what I've got, but I messed something up. Hopefully, I've got the boys correct. 6-3, the score, Clay County in front. Anybody's game early in this one, halfway through this first quarter. Lacey Wicks with a steal, 3:51 in ticking as Wicks into the Clay County front court. Hands off to Buford, now Eads out top. Coach Walker going to slow things down. Baylor Walden has checked in for Maddie Hayes. Hayes getting a breather. Buford, right wing, three, no good. Rebound Wicks.
Wow.
Kicks back to Buford. How are you going to drive now? Shot up from 6 feet range, no good. Rebound Walden. Clay County continuing to pull down offensive rebounds. Multiple opportunities. Only 6 points, though, at this point for Clay County, despite all the shot looks. Another offensive rebound. Walden with it. Power dribble. Kicks back out to Eads. Her three-pointer way good. A three-pointer for Buford. Now a three-pointer for Ella Eads. That puts Clay County up 9-3. Red Bullman needing points here. And here's Massengill to the hoop, and she gets those points. Bailey Massengill adds two, makes it 9-5. Two-possession lead for Clay County. Eads across the timeline, works to Buford, Hallie back to Ella, now inside to Bella. Down low to Walden, power dribble, shot up from right side, no good. Rebound Ashlock, put back good. Timeout taken by head coach Tara Pryor, 2:34 mark of this first quarter. Clay County 11, Red Bull and Springs 5.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where Clay County leads 11-5. Still over 2 minutes left here in the first quarter, Daniel. And I tell you, it's all about a stat that I don't keep up with. Rebounding, especially on the offensive end for the Lady Dogs.
Ton of rebounds for Clay County at this point. We'll have to wait till Andrew Meadows puts out that game report, but we're going to see lofty numbers. Another foul call against Clay County here. Bella Ashluck picks up her second. Clay County's third team foul. 2:22 mark of this first quarter. Redbourne with the basketball. Clay County with the lead, 11-5. Redbourne cuts into it. It's going to be Chloe Powell, the junior, who gets her first points of the contest. Keeping Redbourne within four, 11-7. Clay County with the ball and the lead. Kendall Matthews has checked into the contest. Kicks to Buford. Buford drives baseline. Shots up, no good, but a foul called. Hallie going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Buford, essentially automatic from the free throw line, 88% free throw shooter on the season. First one's away and good. 12-7 the score. 2:01 mark of this first quarter. Bella Ashlock checking out. Maddie Hayes checking in. Coach Sims, thoughts on this one so far?
Well, I wish we could hit a little better around the basket down there. So we'll have to get all those offensive rebounds. But, yeah, I mean, we're out playing them pretty bad. But they have scored the last two trips on penetration. We need to cut that down.
Buford misses that second free throw. Bailey Massengill with it now. Comes quickly across the timeline, looking to make it a one-possession game. Underhand layup, good. And just like that, Bailey Massengill draws Red Bull within three, 12-9 the score. Minute 45 and ticking, first quarter. Matthews with it, left wing, cross court to Buford. Hattie looks inside, don't go there, kicks back to Matthews. Now inside to Walden. Baylor does not cleanly get the ball. Now she fights for it, gains possession, now loses it. Chloe Powell with it. Heads back the Red Lady Dog way, sets up at left wing, fires a deep, deep three, misses everything, and it goes out of bounds. Powell about 6 feet behind the arc on that one.
Yeah, she might have tried to get a little closer. That didn't hit nothing.
Senior Hallie Buford, leading scorer for Coach Walker's squad, comes across timeline, gets off to Eads. Now back to Buford, deep three. Good. Hallie Buford has her second three-pointer of the first quarter. Minute five and ticking in this opening frame. Clay County up by six, 15-9. Bailey Massengill with it, drives to the free throw line, kicks to Powell. Powell hands off to Allie Bates. Bates now back to Massengill, who goes baseline, working against Matthews. Gets stopped at the block, gives back to Bates. She penetrates, shoots, misses. Loose ball picked up by Kendall Matthews.
Who?
On the floor for Clay County, Ella Eads, Kendall Matthews, Baylor Walden, Hallie Buford, and Maddie Hayes. 30 seconds and ticking, first quarter. Buford, left wing, back to Eads out top. Ella kicks down low to Walden. Back outside now. 20 seconds and ticking. Coach Walker out of his seat, sending in instructions. Clay County resets.
Yeah, we'll take a last in here. 15 seconds to go.
Buford with the ball. Odds are it will be her. Hayes taking this shot. Depending on what they want to do, outside or inside, it's got going to be Buford. Buford left wing, drives inside, 10-foot jumper, no good. Buzzer sounds, first quarter ends. District 7A debut between Clay County and Red Bull and Springs. At the end of one, Lady Dogs of Clay County 15, Lady Dogs of Red Bull 9.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where Clay County leads Red Bull and Springs 15-9 headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, being led by Hallie Buford, she had 7 first quarter points, 2 3-pointers. Bella Ashlock with 3 points. Madison Hayes has 2. Ella Eads has 3. Bailey Massengill leads the way for Red Bull and Springs with 4 as Clay County leads 15-9. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Second quarter action underway. Clay County up 15-9. Red Bull refusing to go away in this one. That's almost always the case with them, a scrappy team. As we often talk about, second opportunity for them. Polk with it inside, works against Hayes, circles back out. Good defense by Maddie. Now, splitting a double team. Polk comes away with points, 15-11 now. 4 points the difference. Matthews with it, left wing, back to Eads out top. Swing back to Matthews. Kendall going to drive, turns around at the baseline. Under pressure, loses the handle. Picked up by Red Bullen. Senior Bailey Massengill, their most experienced player, her and Josie Green. Massengill with the bank shot, misses. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Hayes looking healthy. She did re-aggravate the ankle. I think that was in that Wilson Central loss.
I think she played a quarter, and then they played more. And then, of course, they didn't need her against Monterey, but she didn't play that game either. And then they didn't play the Huntland game.
Well, I know I'd messaged her when I heard about it and said she hoped to be. She said, I'll definitely be back for Pickett, hopefully Red Bullen, and certainly she has. And now Hayes scores a bucket there from right block, making it 17-11. Of course, huge matchup coming Friday night right here in Joe Sims Gym with one of the strongest teams in single-A basketball, the Pickett County Lady Bobcats. Clay County has had that one circled, no doubt. Polk misses the shot inside, rebound Hayes. Of course, that's the reason you go out and play Macon, Upperman, York to prepare for this Friday against Pickett County.
Yeah.
Clay County inside. Hayes left box. Doors. Nice touch. 19-11. Assist by Matthews. A good entry pass by her. Nice finesse touch on the finish for Hayes on that one. Massengill spins, shoots, misses. Got her on rebound, puts it back, no good. Rebound this time, Maddie Hayes.
You know, the other thing about Hayes, she's got good hands. She can catch the ball almost in one motion and put it up on the board.
Yeah, she does. You know, last year she didn't do that. She had to do some kind of move and got it blocked about half the time, but she's really improved on getting her shot off.
Buford, corner three, no good. Rebound Walden, power dribble, has it taken away by Sydney Massengill. I presume a younger sister of Bailey. Always like to try to create those connections anyway, whether it's true or not.
I think they are. Their mother played for Red Bull, and she was really good.
They favor.
Yeah.
I think she played back in the Amanda Kendall ears.
Okay.
Late 90s, one in there. Her name was Leslie Sutton.
Reserves coming off the bench for Coach Walker on the floor now. Returning is Lacey Wicks and Bella Ashlock. Buford stays. Rounding out the lineup, Walden and freshman Natalie Smith. 19-11 the score. Clay County in front. We do have confirmation from Facebook feed, listener Brandy Wilson says the Massengill girls are sisters. They're her nieces. So certainly glad that Miss Wilson able to tune in and watch her nieces play tonight. They're playing well. 19-11 the score. Clay County does have an 8-point lead and the basketball. Freshman Natalie Smith with it out top. She's been averaging about 9 to 10 minutes play a game. Having a good freshman campaign. Entry pass to Ashlock at the high post free throw line depth. Good defense by Red Bull and Springs. Creates a turnover here.
Yeah, they're coming out and taking Ashlock, taking the shot away, aren't they, Coach? Kind of trying to make her drive.
I thought she should have just squared up and shot the ball right there. You know, sometimes they think they have to put the ball on the floor when they don't have to. You know, you nothing wrong catching the ball 6 foot from the basket and shooting it.
Red Bull with a chance to cut into this 8-point Clay County lead. Corey Powell drives the left side. Shot blocked by Lacey Wiggs. Powell, pass ahead to Bella Ashlock. Hits a foot race. Ashlock to the hoop and scores. Nice finish by Ashlock. She continues the fine play. And that really started, forget what night it was. Oh, is the Upperman game? I think it's the Upperman game here at home. She was disappointed, as Bella often is. She's a big critic of herself. Never thinks she plays good, even when she plays really good. And I remember complimenting her on the way she took control of the contest. And since that point, she seems to have continued doing that.
Yes, she has. And that bucket of her makes it 6-0 for Clay County. The run to goes to double figures, guys.
Smith fires a three.
And the lead does.
A 9-0 run now, 24-11, biggest lead of the night. Clay County has stepped out by 13 points. Red Bull in 6-8 on the year, much like Clay County. This Red Bull squad's played a tough schedule. Foul called on Natalie Smith. Red Bull has wins over Friendship Christian, Trousdale County, Jackson County, Davidson Academy, and Greenbrier. They have losses to White House, Jackson County, Cannon County, Wilson Central, Watertown, Father Ryan, Trousdale, and White House Heritage. So they split with a couple of teams there.
And two of the same losses we have in Cannon and Wilson Central.
Good point. Of course, Clay County lost by 1 point, 52-53 in the opening game of the year to Cannon. 50-75 the score when Red Bull lost to him. Who hit that three?
Zoe McDuffie.
Number 10, whoever she is.
First points for Zoe McDuffie. And now Ella Eads answers with a three of her own, her second three-pointer. She's really maturing into a good player.
Yeah, she's getting a couple of baskets every game, seems like, and she's a little more sure of herself handling the ball than she did for a while.
27-14, Clay County looking to extend on that with a steal here. Ashok into the front court, puts on the brakes, tried to get to Buford. Pass got away and out of bounds. 2:01 mark up this second quarter. Been a big second quarter for Clay County, as Thomas referenced there. 27-14 the score right now.
Browning girl's in the game. He's been playing her a little the last few games. Number 10.
Sophomore Claire Kendall.
Yeah, I mean Kendall, not Browning. Her mom
was
Browning.
Yes, correct. A player back in her days over at Hermit Springs.
Yeah, I coached against her mom.
Of course, Claire's dad, John Kendall, a good player
For us.
At Sauna High School in the late 90s. As a senior, helped lead the team to sectional play. That's one of those years they did that strange little sectional tournament rather than a single sub-state game. And played over at Tennessee Tech. I remember going to the game. Can't remember who we played. Somebody from the Chattanooga area, of course.
I know we played Chattanooga Christian. No, we didn't.
Of course, 2 years we advanced, to that sectional tournament.
And they made it both times.
It was my junior and senior years in high school.
We had to go to Chattanooga for it. My youngest son, was on both those teams, and he didn't get to play. And he was a freshman and sophomore those years.
Bailey Massengill adds two more. I'm glad they didn't stay with that.
I didn't like it.
No.
Nobody liked it. People West Double A, they thought that would be the big drawing thing, but everybody hated it.
Buford misses a three. Hayes pulls down a rebound. Jump ball call. 1 minute left in their second quarter. 27-16 to score. Clay County with this 11-point lead. Bailey Massengill leading the way in scoring for Ed Bullen, I assume. Clay County got a couple. Creeping up in numbers towards double digits now. Thomas will give us that stat rundown during the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Coming up after this next 45 seconds, the game clock expires. Ella eats with it out. Tom gives to Bella at the left wing. Back to Ella. Step back three from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Wicks. Actually taken away by Sydney Massengill. She hands off to her older sister, Bailey, who's across the timeline. 30 seconds left in the second quarter of this District 7A debut. Coach Walker's squad over Coach Pryor's squad right now by 11. 27-16, a takeaway by Maddie Hayes. Clay County with an opportunity for the last shot. Eads with it. Down to 9 seconds. Gives off to Buford. Hallie thought about a deep three. And traveled while she was thinking. I wish she had just pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
Was about 8 feet behind the arc. I guess she realized that.
Got a habit of kind of hopping a little sometimes right before she shoots. And I've caught it on her a few times lately, you know.
Redborn with the opportunity to score last in the half. They missed the shot. We go into the half. 11 points the difference in this county, neighboring county rival action. 27-16, black, purple, and gold in front.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades, and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night: high school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where the Clay County ladies lead the ladies of Red Bone Springs 27-16. It's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County's been pretty dominant here early. They led by six at the end of the first quarter, as Hallie Buford drained a three for the last points of the opening period to make it 15-9. And then they outscored Red Bone Springs 12-7 in the second stanza, including a 9-0 run where they got their lead up to 13 twice before Red Bone scored the last bucket of the first half to cut it to 11. It's 27-16 here at halftime in Salina. For Red Bone Springs, being led by Bailey Massengill, who has 6 points. Dee Polk has five. Chloe Powell has two. Zoe McDuffie has three. For Clay County, Natalie Smith, 3 points. Ella Eads and Madison Hayes, both with six. Bella Ashlock has five. And Hallie Buford leading the way with 7 points for Clay County. Again, the Lady Dogs lead Red Bowling Springs 27-16 here at halftime in Salina. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym. Clay County leading it by 11 here at the half, 27-16 over at Bowen Springs. We'll go ahead now and get into the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Starting off with Salina basketball, Salina K-8 basketball, that is. Those teams will see a return to action after the holidays this week. Junior high teams will travel to Hillham on Thursday for a 6 o'clock girls tip-off. Then the 5th and 6th grade teams will be in Bobby Bartlett Gym on Saturday to play Red Bull and Springs with the girls game scheduled for a 10 o'clock tip. Tennessee Tech basketball. Grant Strong and the Golden Eagles are 5-10 on the season after dropping games on Thursday to Little Rock, 75-81, then on Saturday to UT Martin, 73-81. Strong continues to be on the injured reserve with back issues. Been about 6 weeks since Grant has suited out for the squad. The 5th and 6th grade boys and junior high boys teams from Salina K-8 were taken by coaches Marty Maxfield, Dylan Maxfield, and Derek Upchurch over to the Hooper Eblen Center last Thursday when Tech played. The boys got to have an unofficial meet and greet with Strong after the games ended, and they were excited about that. So certainly hoping Grant gets back on the floor for those guys. He's kind of creeping to that point where, I don't know, maybe a medical red shirt might be in order. I don't know all the rules on that, but certainly he's had to miss a lot of action this year.
Yeah, I'm with you, Daniel. I'm not sure what the designation for that would be, but it's not an uncommon thing to happen.
I'm sure very similar to a normal red shirt, probably is dictated by how many games you participated in, you know. Freed Hardeman University sophomore Katie Arms and the Freed Hardeman Lady Lions are having a strong 14-2 year. After beating Weber International 51-34 on Friday, then winning 56-43 over Warner on Saturday, they are right now getting into the heart of their conference play, always highly competitive. They're off until Thursday, January the 11th, when they host Cumberland for a 5:30 tip. And finally, the Lubin Bears, Tyreek Key and Lubin, having a rough year, 3-10 on the season. They lost to Antwerp 67-94 on December the 22nd. They will be hosting Courtrick on Saturday, and I didn't write the date down. I guess that's this coming Saturday that game's going to be, actually. A tough year. I was talking to my wife about that earlier. She said she saw some posts and things on social media where it looks like he's having a great time over in Europe, though, and enjoying his experience.
I saw that. They've been to Spain, spent several days, had a lot of pictures of nice scenery over there, you know. So
pretty cool.
It is, but we know Tyreek, he's a winner, so maybe a little frustration for him on the basketball court. Could be.
Could be. He's having a great year, scoring a lot of points, as always. Folks, that's been the Local Sports Lowdown, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. They're offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Team switch into the court now. And a takeaway by Clay Kenny to open this third quarter of action up. That last shot shut up right by good. It was Lacey Wiggs with the steal and the assist. Ashlock with the bucket. And that's got her close to double figures if she's not already there. 7:45 in Tegan as that was getting out prior to the takeaway. The team switched into the floor. Red Bowen shoots at the hoop to our left. During this second half of play, Clay Kenny shoots at the hoop to our right as we send high top the business out of Joe Sims Gym, looking down at Rob Edwards Court. always try to add those descriptors. Not everyone is watching the video feed. Some folks still listening traditionally. Massengill with it on the outside for Ebbelin Springs. Clay County has built up a 13-point lead here. Massengill steps baseline and another Ebbelin Springs turnover.
Ashlock with great defense right there, using the second defender, the baseline underneath Daniel. And, you know, she can move with a guard or she can play with her length inside. Just an amazing athlete, really.
Certainly so. Lacey Wicks, another takeaway. Oh, never mind.
Oh, the save.
Yeah.
They almost took it away.
Betty Hayes on the inside. I was still stuck in the first half. I thought he was on the other score.
Foul on Bella.
That's her third. .701 mark of this third quarter is Red Bull in inbounds. Neither team used any full court pressure in this contest.
No, it's kind of strange for us. We usually try to press everybody a little anyway.
Clay County up 29-16. Massengill with it, left wing. Hands off to her sister. Now they hand to Green. Now back to Massengill. Bailey with it, defended by Buford. Kicks to Powell. Deep three by Chloe Powell. Some contact from Wicks. No whistles blow, though. Clay County comes up with the ball. Ella Eads outlet pass ahead to Wicks. It goes out of bounds. We have seen improvement overall in turnovers for Clay County. Still some thrown away balls like that one.
I mean, that's a what's the point of not a smart pass. I just put it that way, you know.
Timeout taken by head coach Tara Pryor. Her team trailing by 13 early in the third.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live, and here's that full court pressure we talked about. Red Bull and Springs beats it, though. Massengill with it in the front court. Hands off to her sister. Three-pointer from the younger Massengill. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds by Red Bull and Springs was the signal that I saw. But
I thought he pointed our way, but he's giving it back to them.
Yeah, no, that, I think that is the right call. Lacey Wicks touching it last, I believe. Josie Green having trouble working it in. Finally finds D. Polk, who's got it out top, works against Hayes. Polk to the hoop. A travel call.
Well, I figured he was going to call a foul on Maddie, but they didn't.
Zoe McDuffie checking in for Red Bull and Springs. Josie Green checking out. .29-16. Only one bucket for either squad, I believe, here in the third quarter. Now Maddie Hayes misses from right side, got her on rebound, and she's fouled. DeAndrea Pope called for the personal. She prefers to go by the shortened version of D instead of DeAndrea. I don't know if that's personal preference or just making it easy on everybody. Hayes hits the first of two free throws. Swing this camera around a little. Get a scoreboard shot for you. 30-16 the score. Now 31-16 as Hayes knocks down both of them. Once again, Red Bull Springs beats the Clay County pressure without a lot of trouble. Massengill fires the three left wing, misses, rebound Wicks. Lacey Wicks, full head of steam, comes across the timeline. Goes cross-court to Buford. Hallie going to be called for the offensive foul. I didn't see the feet set by the defender, but certainly Hallie was aggressive.
I think it's more of a push-off with her arm than anything.
Yeah. Second time tonight she's been called for that push off with the forearm.
I knew I missed an offensive foul earlier, so it was on her.
Woo! Swatted out of bounds by Wicks.
Lacey.
I miss some things in transition these days as I
You're
get
busy.
The camera worked over that way. 5:28 on this third quarter clock is Rebel on inbounds. Been a quiet third so far. 31-16 the score. Clay County with a 15-point lead. Biggest lead of the night, or it ties it at least. Red Bullen looking for points. As we often reference, Red Bullen never goes away. Always a hard-fighting squad here. Polk misses the three. Coach Sims referenced it earlier that she doesn't mind to step out and fire the three. Clay County now going back to the free throw line as Maddie Hayes just hit two from there, and now she makes a return. Hayes on the season. 85% free throw shooter. Don't have the totals here because of my mistake, but 85% nonetheless. Stays perfect from the net.
And that's really good.
Yeah.
85.
It's a fairly limited selection there due to her injury, but still. She's taken enough to have missed some.
Yeah.
And she's missed very few. Misses that one.
Oh.
5 minutes left in this third quarter. Another turnover by Red Bull, and Red Bull and kind of their own worst enemy at times.
Yeah,
now, credit Clay County with some good defensive pressure. Subs here for Coach Walker, Maddie Hayes coming out on the floor. For the eighth-year head coach, we see senior Kendall Matthews, sophomore Baker Walden, senior Hallie Buford, senior Bella Ashoff, and sophomore Claire Kendall. Obviously, boys action coming up after this one. Should be a really good contest. Red Bullen with a strong starting lineup of five seniors. Very upperclassmen heavy team. Led, of course, by District 7A first team member from last year, Colton Cuppis.
And they've got a new coach.
Oh, really? Mullenick's not there anymore?
No, he retired or resigned last spring. Oh, McKinney's coaching
back.
Girls, coaching the boys now.
Okay.
Dustin McKinney.
Okay, he's a good coach.
Yeah.
Coley Powell adds a bucket for Edborn Springs, 32-18. So Dustin McKinney, a familiar name. Did a good job when he was leading the girls program. Bella Ashok with it out top, passes down low to Walden. Baylor kicks out to Matthews. Now it's going to be Kendall. Her long two-pointer good.
Shot.
To 18 now the score. Clay County stretching out to a 16-point lead. Bailey Massengill, three-pointer in and out, rebound Kendall. And we see why Claire Kendall's starting to get more minutes for Coach Walker.
Yeah, she's pretty good, decent.
Did not play last year as a freshman. I heard a buzz about her when she came back out this year, a lot of excitement. Becker Walden knocks down a three from right wing, but called for a travel before two. Clay County threes tonight have been wiped off the board. One from Eads earlier for the same call.
Yeah, it's just a gather before the shot, but it's probably a travel.
Yeah,
isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, they're moving their feet a little.
3 minutes left in this third quarter. Red Bull with the basketball, a takeaway by Bella Ashok. Ashok full head of steam, going to have an open layup look. Nice hustle by Bailey Massengill, came from behind. Swiped through the ball. Bella maintained possession, got to Walden. She misses the shot right off. Coley Powell now with it for Red Bull and Springs. See loyal listener Sandra McLaren Gentry straightening everybody out on Facebook about some of these syndicated ads. I know Susan Bailey's done that before, and we appreciate that. I don't know how all that stuff works, but the Horizon Sports Network, that's the only place to hear Clay County sports coverage.
foul misses the first, Daniel.
She did. Foul was on Kendall. Her first personal. Neither team has been in the bonus tonight. Both teams play pretty clean in terms of fouls. Powell hit the second free throw. Makes a 15-point game. Claire Kendall now firing a three right side. Knocks it down. 5 points for Claire Kendall in the last few moments. Jawal drew a lot of excitement off the bench and from the crowd assembled here in Joe Sims Gym tonight. Perhaps the biggest home crowd we've seen so far. Of course, still not where we'd like to see it. But
on this side, not our side, I don't think.
District 7A play coming. You can guarantee that Birchtown will empty out and come down here Friday night.
Yeah, that should be a good crowd.
Yeah, like Coach said, the visitors from Ribola Springs have turned out, that's for sure.
Definitely.
We always draw good against Ribola.
37-19 the score, 2:08 left in this third quarter. Massingill with it on the inbound. Her shot up no good. Rebound Ashoff. Bella hands off to freshman Natalie Smith. And a turnover she was looking for. Kendall, the two couldn't hook up. On the floor for Coach Walker, Kendall Matthews, Hallie Buford, Lacey Wicks, Natalie Smith, and Claire Kendall. Bella Ashok just now coming to get a breather. Ashok's continued her good play. Maddie Hayes has looked healthy tonight. I was worried about that. Seems 100%.
Yeah, they're in the bonus.
Impressed with how Clay County's came out and played here tonight to really not give Redbone Springs a chance to be in this game.
They played pretty solid. You know, nothing big fancy or anything, but played a good solid game. Killed them on the boards. Shot the ball pretty good.
At the line shooting free throws, we see Zoe McDuffie misses the first, has another one coming. Minute 49 left in this third. Hadn't given you the score a lot this quarter, 37-19 currently. Clay County has maintained this big lead throughout this third quarter. Now 17 points the difference as McDuffie hits that other one, 37-20. As whistles blow for a foul call.
I hate to really say it, but now Red Bull hadn't played near as good as they did against Jackson County that night I went down there. I mean, I thought they played pretty good down there. I couldn't tell much difference between last year and this year, but now tonight.
Was that in Gainesboro or Red Bull?
At Red Bull.
They played well at home.
They did. They played good that night. You know, Jackson had beat them at Jackson in overtime, and Red Bull had beat Jackson down there that night. But it's a close game.
Buford stripped of the ball. Ball taken back away by Natalie Smith. Smith misses the shot. Red Bull pulls down the rebound. Red Lady Dogs come back their way with it, trying to climb back in this one. Another takeaway by Matthews, then taken right back away by Allie Bates. McDuffie with it. No foul call. Natalie Smith came up with the steal, and Bates going to be called for the foul. Clay County in front. We've already talked about that big matchup coming here with Pickett County this Friday. They are playing Clinton County, Kentucky tonight in Birchtown, the other district action that's taking place. Clark Range hosting Gordonsville. Wicks to the line to shoot two. First one's away, no good. Wicks a 50% free throw shooter on the season. Hits the second, making it 38-20. Making their first appearance for Red Bull tonight, we see freshman Emma Gold being joined out there by Riley Bray. I presume Bray, another freshman. Redbone beats the pressure, gets across the timeline, under a minute to play now in this third quarter, 38-20 the score. McDuffie with it out top, drives the right side, misses the shot, got her own rebound, putback goes out of bounds. Knocked there by Clay County. Red Bull maintains possession.
Young players getting a lot of playing time here in this third quarter, Daniel. See Kendall and the freshman, Smith.
30 seconds and ticking. Step back three by Gold, no good. Back with it in her hands, though, after an offensive rebound by Red Bull and hands off to McDuffie. She works against Smith, has it taken away. Buford comes up with a loose ball. Hattie now into the front court looking for points. Goes inside, layup is good, but they wave it off. She was fouled on the floor prior to the shot. And now we see the bonus, so goes to the free throw line to shoot two.
Yep.
First one's away, good. .9 seconds left in this third quarter. Second one's away, also good. Clay County riding a two-game win streak coming into this one. Foul called against Hallie Buford. Teams met three times last year. Clay County won all of those. As we mentioned, the only loss Coach Walker's had to Red Bull during his eight-year tenure, that 2022 Region 4A title game. Had a 13-game win streak against him going into that one a couple years ago.
Clay County's ballooned their advantage to 20, Daniel, on those Buford free throws. You know, just totally dominated here in the third quarter.
Yeah, they certainly have. First quarter close. Built up a lead during the second. Maintained it in the third. And like you said, they've actually extended it to what now is what just was a 20-point lead, now 19 after a free throw by Red Bowling. 3 seconds and ticking on the clock. Buford shot no good. Rebounded by Red Bowling. Buzzer sounds. Into the third here in this District 7A battle. Clay County 40, Red Bowling 21.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parks, where Clay County leads Red Bull and Springs on the girls' side, 40-21, with 8 minutes to play here in this ball game. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Clay County just outscored Red Bull 13-5 in the third quarter, and no one in double figures yet, but Hallie Buford and Madison Hayes both have 9, and Bella Ashlock has 7. Lacey Wicks, 1. Ella Eads has 6. And Natalie Smith, 3. Also, Claire Kendall, 5 points, all coming in that third quarter. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
Bella Ashlock adds a bucket, putting Clay County up by 21. They've got the Red Lady Dogs doubled right now. 42-21. Coach Walker going with his original 5 starters here to open up this fourth and final quarter. Red Bullen gets a bucket with McDuffie on the inside. Eads across the timeline, gives to Wicks in the corner. Lacey dribbles back out top, gives back to Ella, who swings to Hattie right side. Buford gives off to Wicks. Now Maddie Hayes fires the three, hitting out no good. Rebound Ella Eads. Great hustle tonight by Clay County. Now Wicks with it, shot from right block. No good. Rebound by Hayes. Had her arm hooked and a foul called. McDuffie going to be called for the personal.
Oh, Lacey got fouled on that shot. No whistle.
Well, I said McDuffie on the foul. It was actually Polk who drew her third personal. Another foul called. This one going to go against freshman Sydney Massengill. Clay County tries again here on the inbound. Buford with it. Wanted a three. Well defended, though, by Powell. Had to pass up on shooting a three. Hallie now going to drive. Drives the left side of the lane, and they call her for the travel. .625 and ticking. Fourth quarter. Clay County up by 19. Clay County has not trailed in this game since the opening minutes. Redbone had the first bucket, led 2-0. And I think we took a 3-2 lead, never looked back.
You know, got it to 6 at the end of the first, double digits at halftime, and then a big third quarter to put this one away.
Maddie Hayes pulls down a rebound, and a foul called against Redbone Springs, Sydney Massengill. Clay County 9-5 on the year. Losses to Cannon County, East Robertson, York, Upperman, and Wilson Central. So going down through those five teams we've lost to, the only single A team, East Robertson. And of course, that's a team that Clay County beat here in Joe Sims Gym 54-36. And then when we made the trip to East Rob, we were narrowly defeated 40-46.
Yeah, I have to think it would be one of the better teams in that region. I haven't really looked at it, but
yeah.
Pretty solid ladies basketball team.
Yeah, I'm going to say maybe Joe Burns' girls are okay, but I may be making that up. Hallie Buford gets one from the free throw line. Timeout taken here by Redbone Springs. 5:36 mark up this fourth quarter. Clay County up big.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts here in Salina, Tennessee. And it's all Lady Dogs as they lead Redbone Springs by 20, Daniel.
43-23, Redbone with the ball, trying to cut into this 20-point lead that Clay County's built up. Josie Green with it, right wing, tries to get across to McDuffie, does so. She hands off to Bailey Massengill, back to Green, who kicks to Polk in the corner. Polk going to drive inside, shot up, and good. DeAndrea Polk adds two. Makes it an 18-point difference on the floor for Clay County coming out of this Redbone timeout. We see Ella Eads, Lacey Wiggs, Hallie Buford, who knocks down a three-pointer. Maddie Hayes and Bella Ashlock. Actually, Hayes is not out there. Let's do that again. Ella Eads, Lacey Wiggs, Baylor Walden, Hallie Buford, and Bella Ashok. That's who's out there. So Buford with three threes in this contest as Lacey Wicks is called for the behind-the-back foul. Buford a high percentage tonight. I wanted to say maybe somewhere around 50% from three. She's not missed a ton of them.
Took a lot of them, Mike.
She's hit three. I'm going to say she's 3 of 6. That's a guess.
That sounds about right.
Kendall Matthews and Maddie Hayes checking in. Ashok and Eads check out.
She really took too many shots tonight, but she has to some games, you know. It's been spread out a lot more.
Well, we've seen that. You know, we know we're at our best when we have the balance between our three senior starters scoring, and we've seen that balance tonight. Ashok has continued her scoring ways. Maddie Hayes has had buckets down low, and Buford outside. So definitely playing some of our better basketball, perhaps, at the most important time.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. And, you know, you look at Buford's scoring. She had 7 in the first quarter, and like you said, Coach, really kind of mid-game drew back on shooting the basketball, and it's kind of paid off, you know.
Yeah.
Defensively is where Clay County kind of took over. 7
yeah.
points in the second quarter, 5 points allowed in the third quarter. So, you know, that's what won them the game here.
For sure. Where do the big three sit at in scoring? Where's Buford, Ashlock, and Hayes at?
Buford is up to 13. Ashlock and Hayes both with 9. So low scoring affair here, too, a little bit. You know, you look at the 46-25 score
right.
in favor of Clay County. But also, you know, 6 from Ella Eads, 5 from Clara Kendall. You got a few down the board here.
Absolutely. Clay County off of the inbound here coming out of this 30-second timeout. Weeks has it taken away. It's going to be McDuffie coming up with that loose ball. Her outlet pass ahead to Corey Powell. She fires a deep three right side. Rebounded by Walden. Weeks now with it. Gives to Matthews. Matthews across the timeline to Buford and another throwaway. So definitely something to clean up there. We probably had 6-7 throwaways tonight.
Yeah. Just a bad pass. Just tension was good, just went a little too high.
Of course, we talked about the lack of pressure coming from our bowling tonight in terms of the pressure, the trap. We'll see plenty of pressure come Friday night with Pickett County.
Oh, yeah. But they don't do it like they used to. You know, they don't have the speed and quickness to really get after you like they did those last 2 or 3 years I was coaching.
So a bit of a style change for Coach Smith.
Yeah, I mean, it's been like the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
He hasn't been able to press much at all, but it's not real fast.
So is that dictated primarily by your team, by the athletic ability of the kids?
I mean, if you ain't got a bunch of quick, fast kids, you're wasting your time pressing. You give up points instead of getting turnovers.
Buford of the line shooting 2, hits the first. Subs for both teams here. Hayes and Wicks going to sit down. Walden, Smith, Kendall, and Matthews on the floor. Helen Garris waiting to check in for Hallie Buford. Buford comes out for the last time tonight. Freshman Helen Garrison coming on to replace her. So one senior, 2 freshmen, and 2 sophomores for Coach Walker to play this final 3 minutes and 30 seconds of the fourth quarter. 48-25, the score. Clay County up by 23. McDuffie fires from left side. No good. Rebounded by the younger Massengill. Sydney with it. Kicks off to a teammate. Now a three-pointer taken by McDuffie. No good. Rebound Smith. Natalie has it knocked away by Red Bullen. And we'll inbound from in front of the Red Bullen bench. Thomas, what you got? Anything?
Not much, Daniel. Just kind of total domination by the Lady Dogs in this one here. Do have the first appearance from freshman Halen Garrison on the floor here tonight with about 3 minutes to go.
Walden with it, right side. Bader looks inside the Kendall, now back outside the Smith. Red Bowling coming up with a takeaway here. And Kendall called for the foul.
Trying to half-court trap the last few trips.
Riley Bray with the takeaway for Red Bull. 2:45 in ticket. First game of 2024. It's been a good one here for the Lady Dogs. As more subs come to the scores table to check in. Ray with it, drives inside, take away by Kendall Matthews. Matthews puts down the shoulder, crosses the timeline, and a foul called against Red Bull and Springs. Kendall at the line shooting two. Misses the first. Kaylee Brown pulls down the rebound and adds 2 points on the putback. .212 left in this contest. On the floor, senior Ava Carr, sophomore Kaylee Brown, freshman Jenna Thompson, freshman Helen Garrison, and senior Kendall Matthews. Matthews now checking out, and freshman Emmy Carr checking in, younger sister of Ava. Red Bowen on the inbound in the backcourt. They lose the handle, and now Clay County with a chance to add points to this 25-point lead they built up. What a dominant performance, guys. It's
I didn't expect this. I thought it might be a 10, 15-point game, you know, at best, you know. But, I mean, we pretty much dominated this game.
50-25, and it never was really in question. Garrison firing a three, misses off the front of the iron. Rebound, Sydney Massengill.
I really think Red Bull is capable of playing a whole lot better than they did tonight.
Ava Carr comes up with a rebound. He's the other way looking for points. Sets up at left wing in a trap. Passes out of it to Garrison. Garrison now splits the defense. Gives off to Thompson. Thompson to the younger Carr in the corner. Now back to Thompson out top. Thompson transitioning from a post player in junior high to now a guard is a freshman. Of course, her mom, Libby Dawson, a player for you back in the 90s, a one-time coach? Or did she play in high school?
She was manager. She may have played junior high, but she never did play, I don't think, when she got in high school.
I remember her being around the program. That's what it was.
She was a manager. Good person, good kid back then, good woman now. She was in my oldest son, Joey's class. They was in the same class together. Played t-ball together growing up and all that stuff.
Of course, Jenna, the granddaughter of Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member, the late John Clark Donaldson. Thompson misses the free throw, but it was rebounded and put back by Emmy Carr. Carr adds 2 points. 1 minute left in this contest. 52-25, the score. Kaylee Brown comes up with a takeaway, hands off to Carr. Carr picks up the dribble, gives to Garrison. Halen now with it in the backcourt, picks up the dribble as well, passes ahead to Ava Carr. Cross court to Thompson. 40 seconds and ticking. Clay County going to get a big district win here tonight. Ava Carr fires the three in there. Nice shot. Carr, good shooter when she's got her feet set. Adds 3 points to the tally here, 55-25. 30 points the advantage for the black, purple, and gold. The Red Lady Dogs with the ball. Jenna Thompson takes it away. Garrison comes up with the loose ball. Hands off to Carr. Carr can't handle it. Taken back away by Red Bull and buzzer sounds, and this one goes final. Clay County goes to 1-0 in District 7. A play, 10-5 overall after this 30-point, 55-25 win over Red Bull and Springs.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network. We just witnessed Clay County defeat Red Bull and Springs in the girls' game 55-25. A 30-point blowout victory for the Lady Dogs. And it's time for the Eco Fountains of Tennessee, the Lady Dog wrap-up. Coach, this was a game for maybe a quarter. Clay County got it up to double figures at halftime and then really just locked down Red Bull and Springs, held them to 7 points in the second, 5 in the third, and 4 in the fourth to hold them to 25 in the entire game.
Yeah.
Just total domination for Clay County.
Like I said earlier, I didn't expect a 30-point game. I didn't expect a 20-point game. You know, I thought it'd be a 30 competitive game, which it was for a little while, but, you know, we just kind of, from a very tip, started pulling away. You know, we had it out to 6 real quick, and then it just kind of bloomed from there. But it seemed like Red Bull was kind of intimidated to me.
Yeah.
You know, they got it inside a few times. They beat us off the dribble, but they missed some shots, and, you know, we killed them on the boards. We shot the ball, you know, pretty decent. Didn't have too many turnovers tonight, so it was just a good ball game. I didn't think it was one of our – we wasn't really sky high to play them, I don't think, you know, like we have been sometimes, but we still dominated. So, you know, if you can, you know, not have to get on that high that you can only get every once in a while, you know, that's good if you go out and win by 30. You know, now Friday night we'll be on that high, you know, to have a chance with Pickett. But you never know, you know, we might be able to play with them.
Yeah, and then, like I say, dominating win here for Clay County. And again, it almost goes back to the things you don't see on the scoreboard. You talked about it. Not a whole lot of emotion in this game.
No.
But totally dominated the boards with rebounds. Got several turnovers and steals in this contest without pressure, kind of in the half court. Played good defense, and just a good, solid, fundamental game, I thought.
Yeah, it was. You know, we finally pressed a little, but we didn't have any luck. I mean, I see why Matt didn't, you know, do it earlier. They got better shots when we was pressing than they did when we was dropping back in the half court. You know, they'd spot somebody up and get a three. They missed them, I think. But they're a better team than they play tonight. I guarantee you, we go over there, they'll it'll give us a whole lot better game. Now, hopefully we'll win, but I don't look for no 30-point win at Red Balling. You know, they'll be ready to play over there, I think, more so than tonight.
Yeah, no Red Balling player in double figures. Just four on the board for them. Zoe McDuffie had 7. Chloe Powell had 5. Dee Polk with 7. And then Bailey Massengill with 6 points. Saw Bella Ashlock pacing her most of the game.
Yeah.
She had all those in the first half. 4 of them coming in the first quarter.
Usually, I'd say she's their high scorer. The night I saw them play, she was, you know. So, you know, if you can hold her down to 5 or 6, you know, that takes a big chunk out of their scoring.
For Clay County, Claire Kendall, 5 points. Emmy Carr had 2. Kaylee Brown, 2. Ava Carr, 3. Natalie Smith, 3. Excuse me. Ella Eads had 6. Lacey Wicks, 1. Almost double figures for Bella Ashlock and Madison Hayes, 9 points each. And Hallie Buford with 15. So spread out across the board for the Lady Dogs.
That's a good balance. You know, everybody got some shots. Like I said, well, I think we shot a pretty decent percentage. Got it inside a lot. Just a good game.
Overall, a good win for the Lady Dogs, Coach. As always, good to have you.
Okay, thank you.
This Lady Dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollowlake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show on the Horizon Sports Network. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A update. In front of this District 7A debut between Clay County and Redbone Springs, looking back at this most recent week of holiday action, starting with Wednesday, December the 27th. All these going to be boys' scores, of course. Clay County lost to Pulaski County, Kentucky, 55-67. Redbone Springs beat Sweetwater, 66-60. Gordonsville beat Cincinnati Country Day out of Ohio, 58-54. Clark Range beat Watertown, 59-56. Then on Thursday, the 28th, Clay County beat McCreary Central Kentucky, 67-48. Redbone Springs lost to Knox Central, 59-61. Gordonsville lost to Cornerstone Christian out of Texas, 40-55. Clark Range lost to Wilson Central, 46-49. Also on Thursday, Clark Range lost, they played two, they lost to Mount Juliet, 55-64. And Pickett County beat Liberty Creek, 63-57. Then on Friday, Clay County lost to Wayne County, Kentucky, 49-70. Redbone Springs lost to Chattanooga Prep, 54-69. Gordonsville took on Oak Forest Academy out of Mississippi. I don't have a score for that game from this past Friday. And then finally on Friday, Pickett County lost to White House, 56-60. Tonight's action, Clay County, of course, hosting Redbone Springs. Clark Range hosting Gordonsville. Pickett County outside of District 7A played tonight hosting Clinton County, Kentucky. Overall, records for the five District 7A boys teams, according to Coach T right now, the Clark Range Buffaloes set at 4-9. Clay County an even 6-6. Gordonsville 8-4. Pickett County 9-4. And Redbone Springs 6-9. Boys 7A update's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead now and wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. This is where we kick over to Coach Watson and get his thoughts on how 24-year veteran head coach Rob Edwards and his 6-6 Dogs can get back onto the winning side of the record tonight. Coach, even record at this point in the year. We'll let you get unmuted there. Make sure everybody hears you. Clay County, of course, 6-6 at this point in the year, but they played a tough schedule. Had some teams up in Kentucky. Also, of course, bigger schools like Upperman and York. So it's kind of hard to gauge Clay County by their 6-6 record. What's thoughts on this one tonight?
Well, it looked like Redbone and Springs got a couple of pretty good-sized kids, and I know they've got some returners and some pretty good ball players, and if they put together a good ball game, they'll be tough to handle.
Yeah, Redbone Springs, five seniors starting for them, all of them returners. Of course, a new head coach this year, Dustin McKinney, but he's a familiar face over there. He's been a longtime coach before, so this is a good Red Bull and Springs team. They've got a 6-9 record, but much like Clay County, throw that out because they played some tough competition too.
Well, you don't get any better playing past season. Well,
that's right. That's right.
You've got to have the competition.
Both of these teams
got to learn to live and learn.
Both of these teams, of course, very familiar with one another. They met three times last year. Clay County's won all of those. Clay County, in this series, a 14-game series win streak that dates back to the 2018 regular season. Obviously, that's a dominant run. However, I think Clay County needs to be aware and not think, hey, this is Red Bull. We always beat them.
Not a
trap we need to fall into.
Quite a bit of tradition at Red Bull and Springs also. They've had some great basketball teams over the years.
Sure.
Dating all the way back to the day when I played. I know they were one of the top teams in the district then.
Yep.
And I know we, probably one of the biggest wins we ever had where we beat them in the district tournament back when they had probably the best team they've ever had. And we went on a 15-year win streak, I think, after that one.
Yeah.
If you remember.
Certainly do.
They've always been pretty competitive.
Look for them to be.
They've had to think they were going the last few years of coaching changes. You know, if you look around, these coaches have been in it a long time. They win a long time if they stay at the same place.
That's true. Good to have that stability. Folks, that's been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Ashland Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonata today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home boys starting lineups. First of all, the Red Bull and Springs Bulldogs, they are the visiting team, of course. Here tonight in Joe Sims Gym, they wear their red travel jerseys, white numerals on them. Red Bull and Springs is led by Dustin McKinney. They are 6-9 on the year, playing in their debut of District 7A action here tonight. They do have a two-game losing streak coming into the contest tonight. Starting for Red Bull and Springs, a senior number 40, Maxie Wilson. Rounding out the lineup, a senior number 0, Riley Thompson. A senior number 4, Joseph Thurville. Joining them, a senior number 5, Colton Kopas. Also, I believe a senior number 1, Chris Hackney, out there with them as well. The Clay County Bulldogs, the home team tonight, of course, they wear their wide home jerseys. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, 24th season overall, 533 wins to 207 losses, 7-5 record this year. I said 6-6 earlier. I believe that is incorrect. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, it is 6-6. They do have a one-game losing streak coming into tonight, starting for Clay County. Junior number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior number 10, Nate Adams. Senior number 22, Weston Merville. Senior number 24, Andrew Smith. And a senior number 30, Wyatt Browning. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect. Here at 423 Brown Street in Salina, Red Bull and Springs going to control this opening tip. Hackney with it, right side. Hands off to Thompson. Thompson now quickly goes to the corner, back in the hands of Thompson, back to Hackney. Burble with it now, right corner.
You see Weston Burble guarding Kopas in the end, trying to deny him the ball. We talked about it before this one. Who's going to guard Colton Kopas? Looks like the senior Burble's drawing the assignment, Daniel.
He athletically can do that. Of course, Kopas has the length advantage on Burble. We'll see how that plays out. Burble's been playing well over the holiday break, as has his classmate, senior Wyatt Browning.
Good pass.
Yes, it was. The Red Bull strikes first in this one. 2-0 the score. Maxie Wilson draws first blood for head coach Dustin McKinney and the Red Dogs. Clay County on the offensive now. Nate Adams going to be fouled. The Red Bull fans, rather, wanted a offensive foul against Adams. That was not the call. It's Riley Thompson who picks up his first personal.
Defensive man never got squared up.
Clay County going to inbound from the far sideline. 7:04 mark, first quarter.
I see the Dogs starting to paint here. I'll take Browning any day over Wilson.
Adams with the spinning move inside, banks it in.
That'll work, too.
Yeah. Now here's some pressure out of Clay County. Can Red Bull and beat it? Hackney with it, loses the handle, regathers, kicks to Kopas. Kopas, of course, a returning All-District 7A first-team member. finished second in overall voting last year, I do believe, only to MVP Keaton Arms of Clay County. White Browning knocks the ball loose, picked back up by Thompson. He's to the hoop and scores. 4-2, Red Bulling in front. This is a strong Red Bulling team. Throw out that 6-9 record. They played a tough schedule just like Clay County. Anytime you've got five seniors starting,
yes,
it's always stout.
Yes, it is.
Browning inside, posted up against Wilson. Kicks over to Birdwell, 8-foot jumper, a little short, rebounded by Clay County. Adams with it behind the arc. He fires a three in there.
Nice.
Nate Adams with all five of Clay County's points. And the black, purple, and gold with a one-point lead. Copas in the backcourt, kicks to Thompson. Thompson across the timeline to Hagney. Hagney at the right block, circles back. Now corner three from Hagney. Good.
And turned it right around.
A quick pace. Red Bulling back in front. 7-5. Full court pass taken away by Red Bulling Springs. Hackney with it. Full head of steam the other way. Dishes to Thompson. Thompson goes baseline. Gives off to Wilson. Wilson scores. The Red Bulling fans who made the short trip over to Salina tonight really in this one from the get-go. Of course, the girls' contest, a little lackluster on drama and enthusiasm. The boys' contest so far, full of it. 9-5 the score. Red Bulling with a four-point lead. A miss by Clay County. Rebound by Thompson. Pass ahead to Hagney. His layup good. Coach Edwards wants a timeout.
He's had enough of this.
Red Bulling Springs on fire. 11-5, a six-point lead. 5-minute mark, first quarter.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Red Bull Springs is on a 7-0 run, and they lead 11-5 over Clay County. About 5 minutes left here in the first, Daniel.
Fast action in this one, no doubt. Nate Adams goes to the hoop, misses the shot. White Browning pulls down the rebound, power dribble, loses the handle, regathers, goes to the hoop, draws a foul. Browning working hard, was in the midst of a triple team.
That, no easy shot there.
Browning going to the line to shoot free throws. On the season, Browning 11 of 24 from the free throw line, 46%. This is the first one. That's been a big thing. We've talked about it in every broadcast. As a team, Clay County, 80 of 159, 50% free throw shooting on the season. That's pretty low.
Yeah, it's definitely a weakness for this team, and, you know, they try to overcome that with athleticism, Daniel, and, you know, scoring points out in the floor, but you're going to get to the line when you're as aggressive as some of these drivers are in Burchett and Adams and company, and, you know, just going to have to convert when we can. We'll get the opportunities.
Clay County with another chance here after that good hustle and athleticism creates another possession. Both of the free throws were missed by Browning. Score is still Red Bulling 11, Clay County 5. Lance Burchett with it out top. Works against Hackney. Gives off to Birdwell. Weston now to Andrew. Back to Lance. Inside to Nate, who had posted up. Ball was kicked by Red Bulling. Good matchup there. We see Colton Copas defending Nate Adams. Athletically, very similar. Copas a bit of a height advantage, though.
Yeah, and Coach Edwards was trying to get the mismatch earlier as Thompson was guarding Nate.
Adams adds another bucket, 8-foot jumper.
Kind to him.
Got all seven of Clay County's points, does Nate Adams. 11-7 the score. Red Bulling looking to extend on this two-possession, four-point lead. Red Bulling slowing it down here in transition. They play very quickly, now settling into the half-court offense. Nolan Adams and Kyron Westbourne come to check in. Maxie Wilson adds another bucket from the baseline. Wilson with six already in this one. Senior Maxie Wilson having a big night. 13-7, Clay Kenny down by six. Adams with it, goes to the left elbow, jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Copas. Copas across the timeline. Surveys the defense. Works against Birdwell. Spins. Offensive foul call. Nice job by Weston Birdwell setting the feet.
Yeah, Birdwell's done a really great job. Kind of the first touch Copas has had in the ball game, Daniel, to one-on-one with Birdwell. And just he had the quicker feet, just like you said. Got over, got position, took the harm, and the offensive foul.
Andrew Smith and Lance Burchett check out. Nolan Adams and Connor Westmoreland check in. Westmoreland with it left corner, loses the handle. It goes out of bounds. Possession going to stay with Clay County.
Again, I like the matchup of Browning and Maxie Wilson on the offensive end for Clay County, and Coach Evers does too. He's got him ISO'd down there, trying to get him the ball.
Browning with a height advantage, both of them built very similar. Westmoreland could not get it inside to Browning. Adams going to drive inside, dishes off to Browning. Browning with it at the elbow, and a foul in 0-3 seconds going to be called. He was right in the edge of the zone.
Don't see that too often, but now if you move around a little bit, they won't call it on you. But now if you plant your feet and stand there, you ain't got a lot of choice.
13-7, Red Bull and up by six. Hackney with it, gives to Birdwell. Joseph with it, hands off to Logan. Logan back to Hackney. Hackney works against Nolan Adams, dishes off to Thompson now. Now Birdwell. Adams comes in, called for the foul. First personal against Nolan. First team foul against Clay County. Red Bull with four team fouls thus far. So the next foul by Red Bull and will put Clay County at the line to shoot two. 2:32 left in this opening quarter. Neither team has scored in the past few moments. Still 13-7.
Yeah, you see Red Bull playing without Copas here, getting him an early breather.
Hackney with it out, Tom. Kicks to Thompson. Thompson drives against Birdwell. Kicks to Logan. He fires a three right side. No good. Rebound Browning. Browning went into the position battle there with Wilson. Clay County looking for a bucket. Nate Adams with all seven of Clay County's points. Nate works to the right. Uses a Birdwell screen. Bounce pass to Browning on the baseline. Back to Nate. Nate drives baseline. They call him for the travel. Lance Burchett and Andrew Smith checking back in. Wyatt Browning and Nate Adams checking out. Coach Edwards playing seven guys so far, different lineups but amongst them. Trap on the inbound. Here's the turnover. Lance Burchett comes up with a loose ball. Ooh! Ball in and out. And whistles blow. Nolan Adams called for the foul, his second personal. Coach, did you see it?
I didn't see it. He must have been off the play a little bit. Or he must have pushed away. He wasn't involved in the play, I don't believe.
Hackney across the timeline, sets up in the front court. Dishes off to Thompson. Thompson works against Adams. Adams playing with two personals. Coach Edwards up, talking to his guys here. Minute 30 and ticking first quarter. After that big burst, Ribble and Hand, things have slowed down for both teams scoring-wise. Hackney gets stomped by good defense and a travel call. It was a delayed call, but they caught it nonetheless.
Yeah, Nate on the bench with two, right? Or Nolan already has two.
Nolan
okay.
got two. Nate has none.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. Clay County's picked up the defensive intensity as Nolan Adams has come in. And, Weston Birdwell playing great so far. Colton Copas only one touch and scoreless here in the first quarter.
Minute 10 and ticking. First quarter action. Rebelling up by six. 13-7. Weston Birdwell to the hoop. They say he was fouled on the floor. Maxie Wilson, I assume. No, Hackney called for the foul. First personal for Hackney, fifth team foul. Poor Red Bullen. Should be going to the line to shoot, too.
That's new rule.
Weston Birdwell, a bright spot on this Clay County team from the free throw line. Birdwell on the season, a 74% free throw shooter, 20 of 27. His mom and dad, both good basketball players back in their day, good shooters, TJ and Mallory Burble. He's inherited that.
Grandma was a good basketball player for me back many years ago. Played with Teresa Neiman.
Yeah, you talk about Birdwell, you know, he's kind of can play any role you want him to. The defensive specialist leads the team in rebounding, but he also scored close to 20 and led the team in scoring over the holiday break there, Daniel, in one of those, I think the win up in Monticello.
Yeah, he had a good tournament up there. Hackney fires a three, no good rebound, Andrew Smith. Birdwell hit both of those free throws, makes it 13-9. Clay County trailing by four, District 7A debut. For both of these teams tonight, a conference clash. Browning on the inside. Shot up good.
Good shot.
Wyatt Browning getting the better of the battle with Maxie Wilson on that one. Wilson has won several times at his end. Now Browning starting to win at his. 30 seconds and ticking first quarter. Single possession contest. Red Bull in 13. Clay County 11. Logan with it. Spins in the paint. Call for the travel. Nolan Adams checking back in. Colonel Westmore checking out on the floor, joining Nolan or Wyatt Browning.
Yeah, we got a good chance to tie it or go ahead now.
Certainly do. And the last shot of the quarter here. Lance Burchett, Andrew Smith, and Nate Adams rounding out the lineup.
Yeah, all due to the half-court defense of Clay County. Really shut down Red Bull, and like you said, since that early push, Daniel.
8 seconds and ticking. Nolan Adams inside the Browning. Power dribble. Kicks out to Burchett. Three-pointer. No good. Put back at the buzzer. No good. First quarter ends. A battle here. The battle of the Bulldogs, as a matter of fact. Clay County and Red Bull and Springs. The Red Dogs with a two-point lead. 13-11 after one.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Bulldog basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where the Dogs trail Red Bull and Springs 13-11 heading into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, Nate Adams leads the way with 7 first quarter points. Wyatt Browning has 2, and Weston Birdwell 2. For Red Bull and Springs, Maxie Wilson with 6 to lead the Red Dogs. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it, just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County with the basketball to start this second quarter. They do trail by 2, 13-11. Wyatt Browning inside. Bucket's good, and he's going to draw a foul from Hackney. Red Bullen wanted an offensive foul. That was not the call, though. Hackney picks up his second personal, and Browning at the line with the opportunity to complete a three-point play and give Clay County a one-point lead, currently tied up at 13. Misses a free throw, rebounded by Birdwell. Joseph with it across the timeline for Red Bullen, hands off now to Thompson. Now Hackney. Kopas back on the floor after sitting for a while. During the first quarter, Weston Birdwell continuing to play defense on him. Deep three-pointer by Kopas. No good. Goes out of bounds. Clay County ball.
Yeah, maybe a little frustration there from Kopas. You know, he got a look and took it. Wasn't necessarily the best look, but he had an opportunity to get a shot up, Coach, and he took it.
Yeah, he's trying to get back in the game after sitting out that pretty good spell. Sometimes you get too big a hurry to...
Burble to the inside. Shots up and good. Had the shooters roll. Circled the cylinder and fell in, giving Clay County their first lead of the night, 15-13. Clay County trying to add another win to this 14-game series win streak. Coach Edwards has been pretty dominant against Red Bull in 41 wins to 13 losses in his career. Against Red Bull and Springs, Maxie Wilson misses the shot. Rebound, Wyatt Browning. Clay County going to play it slow here. Merchant across the timeline. Kicks inside. Not too slow. Adams with a quick score. Nice assist.
Nice post up.
Adams with the bucket. His first cousin, Lance Burchett, with the assist. And Clay County's built a two-possession, four-point lead. Timeout taken by head coach Dustin McKinney. 6:35 mark, second quarter.
We've outscored them by about 10 points.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Clay County scored the last 10 of this ball game, Daniel, if you go back to the last 4 points of the first quarter to claim this lead.
Pretty impressive run. Really countered that high momentum run that Red Bullin had early in the first quarter. After that timeout was taken by Coach Edwards, Clay County has kind of took care of business. Hackney, though, adds a three, drawing Red Bull back within one, 17-16. Six-minute mark of this second quarter. Weston Burber with it right corner. Gives off to Nate Adams. They call for the travel.
Didn't get that foot down quick enough. You can take extra steps at the end of the play, but not at the beginning of it,
yeah.
Which is the rule of the day.
Red Bull beating this Clay County pressure. Hackney with it in the front court, gives the verbal. Now Hackney. Hackney fires a three. No good. Rebound Wilson. Maxie Wilson back to the hoop. Misses the shot while Browning pulls down the rebound. Clay County fortunate there that Wilson missed the shot. A takeaway. Riley Thompson. Thompson all the way to the rack. Hackney oops it over to Hackney. He finishes it with the layup.
That's
off the alley-oop pass. 18-17. And Red Bullin with an exclamation mark on the what I'll call a trick play there. 18-17, bit of razzle-dazzle. Good chemistry between the teammates. 5:15 and ticking, second quarter. Birdwell, three-pointer from the corner, no good. Maxie Wilson, the rebound. Hands off to Hackney. Hackney ahead to Thompson. Thompson at right wing. Hesitation move into the paint, defended by Smith. Now kicks to Birdwell. Back to Thompson. Three-pointer, left wing, good. Red Bullin back in front. Healthily now.
Another good shot.
21-7. Coach Edwards on his feet.
That may be his first shot he's taken tonight, whether it is or not.
May have been, Coach.
He's been passing the ball most of the time.
Browning cross court to Verbal. Verbal spins, working against Cope with fadeaway shot. Good. It's a nice little touch fadeaway. 21-19 the score. Red Bullin with the ball and a two-point lead. Verbal three-pointer. Misses it all. Rebound Nate Adams. Nate into the front court. His pass taken away. This is getting a fast and furious pace. Now Nate Adams called for a foul. Nate very curious about what did I do. Thomas, you don't like the call, do you?
Yeah, just, you know, going for the ball there. Basically, he got boxed out. So Red Bullin could gather the ball on the sideline. But he gets tagged with it, Daniel.
Fortunately, only the first personal against Nate.
Yeah, that Birdwell bucket stopped an 8-0 run by Red Bull and Springs. We're talking about the 10-0 for Clay County. It's been a game of runs for sure so far.
4:15 and ticking here in the quarter. Red Bull called for a travel. Red Bull has a two-point lead, 21-19. Clay County now back with possession of the ball. Last time Red Bullin beat Clay County was in the 2018 regular season. Matter of fact, if you go back to the big region semifinal win that Red Bullin had in 2010, as Nate Adams goes to the hoop, gets his own rebound after a miss, takes another shot, it falls. Tied up 21-21. Going back to that 2010 defeat of the black, purple, and gold by Red Bullin in the region semis. Clay County is 26-3 against Red Bullin since 2010.
Two quick ones on Nate right there.
Fouled on the three-pointer.
Got Riley Thompson at the line to shoot three. Knotted up 21-21, but no longer as Thompson knocks down the first. On the floor for Clay County, got Nate Adams playing with two personals. Actually, he just took a seat. Nolan Adams going to be out there. He also plays with two. Joining Nolan are White Branding, Weston Bird will counter Westmoreland and Lance Burkett. I got to mention this again. We've talked about it multiple times tonight. But seniors White Branding and Weston Bird, over the course of the last two or three weeks of this season, have really took over this ball team. Nate Adams leads in scoring. We get that. But Birdwell and Browning really settling in, becoming leaders on this squad. This senior should be.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I thought Clay County was missing early season, just to be honest with you. You're right. Adams is a scorer for sure, but you got to have that vocal and mental-type leaders out there, and Browning and Birdwell, like you say, are kind of playing that role for them.
23-21, Thompson hit two of the three free throws, and now it's Hackney who adds another bucket. Nolan Adams quickly back the other way, looking for a bucket of his own. Kicks off to Birdwell. Birdwell to the Bulldog logo. 8-foot jumper good. Weston Birdwell feeding it tonight.
Good
shot. A travel called against Riley Thompson. Credit Birdwell again with great pressure in the backcourt on the inbound. 25-23, Red Bull with a two-point lead, but Clay County with a chance to tie or take a one-point lead here, depending on shot selection. 2:54 left to play in this second quarter. Birdwell, he's got it going on. Weston Birdwell, another jump shot. Just really smooth right now.
Ties it up.
25-25. Colton Copas with it. Works against Nolan Adams. Third personal call against Nolan. I call it pretty good defense. But the official saw it differently. I thought it would have been a good no call. But I'm biased. Red Bull and inbound. 13th foul of the quarter against Clay County. Logan with it out top. Gives a Hackney. Closely defended by Adams, who plays with three personals. Nate Adams sits on the bench with two personals. Thompson, left wing, drives inside. Maxie Wilson misses the shot, and a foul call against White Browning. A horrible series of events.
That's
Riley Thompson should have been called for an offensive foul. No whistle on that one. White Browning getting called for a bogus, horrible call.
Yeah, we got just battling underneath Daniel. He and Wilson and others and. Yeah, I don't know.
I just don't like it, but that's all right.
Yeah, you see Birdwell and Copas kind of face.
You would think they'd have gotten better when they started wearing these Superman-like uniforms instead of the ones they used to rent from the prison.
25-25, a good contest here, Red
you
Bull.
Remember those?
That may have been before my time, Coach. I don't know.
When they were all just striped.
Yeah.
Back then.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing.
Now they kind of look like the Avengers.
Red Bull on them out again. Thompson works it into Logan out top. We expected a good matchup in this boys' game here in Joe Sims Gym, and this one is not failing. It's exactly what we thought it would be. Hackney jump shot off the glass, no good. Wilson fighting for the rebound. It's Andrew Smith who comes up with it. Gets it off to Lance Burchett. 2 minutes left in this second quarter, Thomas. 25-25, let's go.
Yeah, good matchup with these teams and some great individual matchups going on as Westmoreland drives the hole.
Missed the shot. Hackney the rebound. Hackney full head of steam quickly the other way into the front court. Dishes to Thompson. Thompson baseline. Passes to Logan. Corner three is
no good.
Knocked out of bounds by Copas. And they're giving Red Bull in the ball after Copas knocked it out of bounds. I don't know what he saw, but it certainly was not the correct thing. What was that, Coach?
Total mistake. There wasn't anybody there except him.
Red Bull in a free possession here that perhaps could give him a lead.
Red Bull hit twice on the way out of bounds.
And they take it. Hackney with a fallback fadeaway jumper. 27-25, minute 30 and ticking in this second quarter. We love the officials. Proud they're here. Can't play without them. I will sing a little abuse their way on occasion, but... certainly appreciate them. Wouldn't want to do that job. Birdwell misses inside. Rebound Thompson. Thompson coming back trying to add points to this 2-point Clay County deficit. Red Bull with the ball and the lead. Wilson, jump shot right side, no good. Logan comes over the back. No whistles blow. Fortunately, this time possession given back to Clay County, though.
Yeah, well, going back to those individual matchups here, we see Colt and Copas and Western Burwell going at it on both ends. Coach Edwards ISO and Burwell out top to go one-on-one on the offensive end against Copas on that last possession. And, you know, Burwell's winning the battle.
He is. Burgett misses the jump shot. Burwell takes possession back.
Copas scoreless in this ball game, Daniel. Burwell into double figures with 10.
Of course, with Copas, I know they're trying to be well-rounded, not run everything through him, but he's a 25-point night guy, you know.
That's right.
Burwell doing a great job. 35 seconds left in this second quarter, 27-25. Redborn with a 2-point lead and the basketball. Thompson out top. Gives over to Hackney at left wing, defended by Kyron Westmoreland. Hackney wants to drive, gets to the elbow, kicks back to Thompson. 20 seconds and ticking. Red Bull playing for the last shot. Coach McKinney up, sending in the instruction. 10 seconds and ticking, second quarter. And a foul called against Red Bull and a moving screen, I presume.
I guess.
Yeah, they called.
Whatever it was, it's all right.
Caught Joseph Burwell trying to get a pick on Western Burwell to free Copas for the three right there, Daniel. Now Clay County's got a chance. Just like you said, 6.8 left here in the first half. They trail by two, 27-25.
6.8 seconds left. Clay County with this final shot. Nate Adams, three-pointer. Yeah! What a shot to finish the first half of play. Clay County takes a one-point lead into the half on a bomb by Nate Adams, 28-27.
He only had one thought on his mind, and he took care of it.
Certainly did. Time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Red Bull and Springs by one. It's 28-27 here in Salina between Red Bull and Springs and Clay County. Now it's time for the first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. This has been a back-and-forth battle between these two teams that know each other very well. As Clay County fell behind early by six, it was 11-5 before they rallied to cut it to 13-11 at the end of the first quarter as Red Bull and led. And then they actually went on a 10-0 run to go up by as many as four before Red Bull responded with a runner of their own to regain the lead. And they led by two before Nate Adams buried a three at the buzzer to put Clay County ahead by 1 point, 28-27. The big story of this one, though, Colton Copas, first team All-District from last year, is scoreless here at halftime for Red Bowling Springs. Maxie Wilson has six. Riley Thompson has seven. Chris Hackney leading the way for the Red Dogs with 14 first-half points. For Clay County, just three on the board. Wyatt Browning with 4 points. Weston Birdwell has 10. And Nate Adams has 14 for the Black and Gold Dogs. Again, Clay County leads 28-27. They're up by one over rival Red Bull and Springs here in Salina. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back here to Joe Sims GM on the Horizon Sports Network, Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County up by 1, 28-27 here at the break. Great first half in this District 7A debut in the Battle of the Bulldogs. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. During the 8 years that Matt Walker has led the Lady Dogs, only one player has scored 20 or more points against Red Bowen Springs on multiple occasions. In fact, this player accomplished the feat four times, scoring 20, 21, 22, and 30 against the Lady Red Dogs. Who is that player? I'll read that again. During the 8 years that Matt Walker has led the Lady Dogs, and actually this extends on back in through Mr. Sims' years too, we've just never had a lot of multiple 20-plus outings against Red Bullet. Only one player has scored 20 or more points against Red Bullet on multiple occasions. In fact, this player accomplished the feat four times, scoring 20, 21, 22, and 30 against the Lady Red Dogs. Who is that player? Lori Arms sends in the guess of Kenzie Arms. Of course, Kenzie, the all-time leading scorer here at Clay County High School, and certainly played during that time span. But that is incorrect. It's not Kenzie. Another guess coming in from Tiffany Brown. She says Sidney Roach. Sidney, of course, one of the all-time greats, but she didn't play during the eight-year Matt Walker era. So Sidney is not somebody, and like I said, this extends on back even through, so Sidney's not the answer. Loyal listener Sam Daniels sends in the guess of Taylor Strong. Of course, Taylor, the second all-time leading scorer at Clay County High School. That's incorrect. It was not her. So I'm going to get this trivia question in one more time. Essentially, we're looking for a player during the eight-year Matt Walker era who has went 20-plus four different times against Red Bowen Springs. She scored 20, 21, 22, and 30 against the Lady Red Dogs. Who is that player? If you think you know the answer, send in your guesses to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Great guesses so far, Kenzie Arms, Taylor Strong, and Sidney Roach, but those are incorrect. Red Bowen opens the first blood here. I don't know who had the bucket, Thomas.
I don't either. I was looking at the hotline.
Lance Burton answers.
Taking it to the hole.
29-30, both teams scoring to open up this third quarter. Of course, the teams have flipped into the court. Red Bowen shooting in front of their bench at the hoop to our left. Clay County now shooting at the hoop in front of their bench off to our right. Copas misses the three. Rebound, Joseph Burble. He passes to Hackney. Hackney goes baseline. Offensive foul called. Hackney throwing the shoulder and getting called for it, his third personal.
You can't back off and attack again.
Rachel Copas has been guessed, a great player during the Matt Walker era. That is incorrect, though. That guess coming from Tara Bowles. Brittany Boone also has been guessed. Katie Arms has been guessed. All those incorrect. Jordan Raines guesses Katie Arms. That's incorrect. We do have a correct answer, though. We don't know who sent in the response, and I forgot to run the camera. Sorry about that. Weston Burble adds another.
Another good, smooth shot.
We have a correct answer. Somebody, well, they're close anyway. And it is correct. They say Briley Burchett. And that is correct. Briley Burchett, the only Lady Dog to go 20-plus against Red Bowen Springs on multiple occasions. She did it four times. Scored 20, 21, 22, and then 30. She's the all-time leading scorer against Red Bowen Springs in a single contest. So whoever that was that sent in the Briley Burchett guess, please tell us your – oh, it's Melanie Likens. So Melanie, listening tonight, great job, Melanie. We will get you a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of your choosing at the sign of Subway location, courtesy of local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Thomas, the action on the hotline just as fast and furious as action on the court here.
Yeah, it is. Also had Kylie West coming in with the same answer just a little bit later than Melanie there of Briley Burchett. You know, and, you know, Briley was a red lady dog killer. Let me tell you, I had big games against Red Bone Springs.
She did. Of course, Briley, pretty modern player, just graduated last year. But another one, when you talk about some of the all-time greats.
Behind the back pass and then the score.
Clay County with a big run here. We're going to stay on air and update you. White Browning finished that last bucket 36-29 currently the score. Both teams came out scoring early in this third quarter. Clay County with a nice little run. Thomas will update us on that scoring in just a moment. 5:25 mark of this third quarter. Coach, a good surge by the Black Purple and Gold.
Absolutely. We've got on a little bit of a run and kind of got them, I guess, demoralized a little bit here.
Just a little bit.
Red Bowling with the first basket of the half, and then Clay County eight straight from the Dogs, Daniel.
Burble has scored during this stretch. White Browning has scored during this stretch. Apologize for the mishap with the camera a moment ago. Had split attention there for a minute. Taking care of the trivia. Congratulations to Melanie Likens for winning tonight.
Had a lot of other guesses involved there, too, Daniel. The hotline went nuts.
I'm glad, because you know what? It shocked me. Our last broadcast in the Christmas Classic against Richland or whoever that was that we broadcast, nobody guessed. Nobody, not one response came in, and that's the first time that's ever happened. I thought it was the hotline was broke or something.
Well, the way that game went, everybody probably went to sleep.
Well, that could be. They may have tuned out by the half. Free throw's good there by Red Bowling. Makes this a two-possession, five-point contest. Thomas, which Red Dog was at the line? Hackney?
It was Riley Thompson.
Thompson. Clay County back on the offensive. We'll get our full attention back to this District 7A battle here. Weston Burble with it. Tried to go down low. Baseline pass to Nate Adams. Knocked out of bounds by Hackney. We'll have to try that again. 4:52 mark of this third quarter. Clay County has a five-point lead, 36-31. As Thomas mentioned earlier, a game of runs out of each team. One team will surge ahead, the other will come back and surge ahead, and it's been back and forth several times. Three-pointer, Lance Burchett. No good. Rebounded by Copas. Copas going to come up the floor himself, cross the timeline. Works against Weston Burble. Defensive foul call. Burble being called for sliding the feet. Weston has done a great job with Copas tonight.
Yes, he has. And you know, it's kind of opposite the other call we had. The other call went for us, and this one went for them.
Yeah.
I think he may have scored the opening bucket of the half, Daniel. I'm going to give it to him anyway.
I'd say it's a good option. Hackney adds another there. Rolled all the way around the cylinder. Actually went up on the back of the iron and stopped and then fell in. Andrew Smith fires a three right side. No good. Rebound Hackney. He was being impeded. Burble comes up with the ball. Gives off to Adams. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound Joe Bird. Joseph Burble with it. Alley pass ahead to Thompson. Thompson in the red ball in front court. Sets up in left wing. Gives the Burble out top. Now swung around to number 23. That's Brenton Powell. His three-pointer no good. Nate Adams comes up with the rebound. Nate, full head of steam to the hoop. Bank shot no good off the glass. Rebound Copas. Now to Thompson. Thompson into the paint. Stopped by Burgett. Three-pointer. Copas, deep one. No good. Ooh,
yeah,
it was in.
No, but good.
Bounced right in there.
That's one of them. You're going to do what? Good shot.
36-36. We're all tied up, Coach.
Yeah, we got another run.
Halfway through this third quarter, Coach Edwards wanting a timeout. We're going to take it with him. 3:20 left to play in this third quarter. Red Bullen 36, Clay County 36.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where Red Bowling is now tied the game at 36, 3:20 left here in the third, Daniel, and they've ripped off seven straight. It continues to be the runs, just like you said.
Yeah, it hadn't been an even back and forth. It's been run for run. Lance Burchett, right wing, gives off to Adams. Powell very up on Adams here. And now he's called for the foul. He's not being malicious with it, but just a lot of close contact.
Yeah.
And, hey, that's a pretty good strategy. A reserve off the bench who's expendable, so to speak. Let him go in and play pretty tough defense.
Yeah, I agree. He's trying to do his best Weston Birdwell impersonation against Adams.
Yeah. Smith on the inbound, swings to Adams, three-pointer, ooh, in and out, no good, somehow rattled out of the cage.
Everything but went in.
Kovas with the ball across the timeline, 36-36, knotted up, 2:45 and ticking here. Wilson sets a screen. Kovas goes play side, kicks off to Thompson, now inside to Joseph Birdwell. Birdwell to Wilson, baseline jumper in. Maxie Wilson adds points.
Pretty good shooter.
He is.
A big guy.
Yeah, Wilson, a solid player for head coach Dustin McKinney and this Red Dog team. Him and Brownie, you've had a nice battle down low tonight on the post. Andrew Smith, right wing, gives to Adams. Adams tries to go cross court to Browning. The pass was deflected back to Nate. Nate scores and draws the foul. Adams at the line to try to complete the three-point play. 38-38, the score. Adams on the season has had struggles from the free throw line, a 55% free throw shooter. 23-42. He hits that one. 1 point advantage for the Black, Purple, and Gold. 2:15 and ticking third quarter. Thomas, anything in the stat column worth mentioning?
All Nate Adams, a big third quarter so far. He's got 21, Daniel.
Does he now? Hagney, turn around, fade away. Good off the glass. Tough shot.
Hagney getting close with 18.
Hagney picking up the slack that Birdwell has taken away from Copas. First team All-District player Colton Copas being neutralized tonight by Weston Birdwell. Browning on the block. Foul called against Hagney, his fourth. That's a big storyline there. Minute 35 left to go in the third, and a guy that's got 18 points scored, coach, is going to have to come see it. I assume you'll come see it. Might play with four.
He's supposed to being in foul trouble.
Yeah. Browning on the inbound. 41-40, Clay County in front by one. Minute 25 and ticking third quarter. Copas out top, defended by Birdwell, gets to the block. Shot up, no good. Knocked out of bounds by White Browning. White couldn't get both hands on that one.
Can't say enough about Weston Birdwell. You know, Copas is trying to take him to the paint here in the third quarter in the second half, Daniel. Still having no results there.
Copas Thomas are Birdwell stronger, able to keep him from advancing once they get to the block.
Now that
Copas, the step back jumper, no good. Jump ball gonna be called finally.
Yeah.
They let him really
wrestle there for a few minutes.
They did.
He nearly had him pinned.
Minute 9 left in the third here, Tom. 41-40, Clay in front by one.
Yeah, even when Copas does get a look, Daniel, you know, he's frustrated enough that he can't knock it down at this point there. Birdwell trying to draw the offensive foul, gave him a wide-open baseline short jumper. Couldn't bang it through.
Tiger Westmoreland in the corner. Entry pass to Brown. He works against Wilson. Has it stripped by Joseph Birdwell. Birdwell comes up with it. 45 seconds and ticking. Riley Thompson, three-pointer left wing, no good. Weston Birdwell, a great hustle rebound. Tosses it off to Nate Adams. Nate quickly to the block. Goes to the hoop. Offensive foul call.
I don't know about that one.
Coach Edwards visibly frustrated right here with the official. And I'm not so sure he won't let him hear about it.
He was late getting there then. Easy.
You know, sometimes you get those calls when, you know, Adams was going to the hole.
Defense made his move after Adams went in the air.
Right. He did. But, you know, when you're definitely going to the hole, sometimes no matter what, you're going to get that call no matter what the contact is. And I think Adams was a consequence of that at that time. Because there was definitely no position.
Vance Burchett picks up his second personal. Nate, I think with three personals on the bench right now. On the floor for Clay County, Andrew Smith, Weston Burble, Wyatt Browning, Lance Burchett, and Connor Westmoreland. Maxie Wilson checking back in for Red Bullen. Riley Thompson at the line hit the first free throw. That ties it up, 41-41. 19 and a half seconds left here in this third quarter. Second free throw away. Good. Red Bull up by one. Nate Adams checking back in. Going to play on the offensive end for this last possession of the quarter. And we see young Brenton Powell given the task of denying Adams the ball. Burchett with it. Running the point. Kicks to Andrew Smith, left wing. Now Weston. Weston drives. Has it knocked away from behind.
Now, Browning got a finger on it and went by.
I think he did, too.
He barely touched it.
I didn't like it, but I think Browning did touch it.
Yeah.
So now Red Bull with 4.7 seconds. A chance to come down for a desperation shot. Clay Kenny going to give a little bit of pressure. And a travel called on Riley Thompson. Both of these teams kind of playing into maybe the emotions of the crowds a little bit. It's disrupted the flow. I love the energy here in Joe Simms Gym right now. 3.1 seconds left. Now, that was a delay of game warning against Red Bull. And what was that all about? We'll talk about it in a minute. Here's the inbound. 3.1 left to play in the third. Inbound to Burble. Shot up no good. Rebound Joseph Burble for Red Bull. Buzzer sounds. At the end of three. Red Bullen with a narrow one-point lead, 42-41 here in this District 7A Battle of the Bulldogs.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. And here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, and they're being led by Nate Adams, 21. Wyatt Browning has 8. Western Rebel, 10. And Lance Burchett, 2 points for the Dogs. Chris Hackney leading the way for Red Bull Springs with 18 as they get outscored 15-13 in the third quarter and trail by 1 heading into the fourth. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
Red Bowling trying to
corner. I believe it was Copas.
.658 mark of this quarter. It was me. I was muted. We're going to stay on air one more time during this timeout. An update there. I had a technical issue. I was muted. Was it Colton Copas that knocked down the three down here?
Yeah.
Copas adds the three for Ed Bowling, giving a six-point lead.
Dribbled straight down, pulled up, and stuck it in the hole.
47-41. Red Bullin up by six, their biggest lead in quite some time. We talked about the runs back and forth, so maybe it's a good thing right now that Red Bullin's on a run, Thomas, because it almost guarantees Clay Kenny's got another one that's going to be coming.
Yeah, if this game holds true, the pattern anyway, Daniel, you're exactly right. As Red Bullin scored the last seven in this contest after Clay County led by one, 41-40, and then you see seven straight for Red Bowling Springs as they claim what is a big lead in this ball game. I think the largest lead by any team was seven that came in the third quarter for Clay County, and now Red Bowling Springs is up by six.
Clay County on the inbound. Burchett misses the jump shot.
But we got a rebound back. Get another shot at it.
Second opportunity coming, as Coach Watson mentioned. Here it is. Verbal right block. Works against Copas. A foul by Colton Copas. Burble going to go to the line to shoot two. As we mentioned, Burble, one of the few Bulldogs who has been pretty strong from the free throw line. Hopefully he'll stay that way here. I'm not sure how long I was muted a few minutes ago. I may have told that whole big story and nobody heard
it. I think you
That's horrible. What I was telling basically was that my Aunt Debbie Jones and my brother-in-law, Kobe Garrison, also knew the correct answer to the trivia. They both had sent him Bradley Burchett, but they sent it to my personal cell rather than the hotline, and I was delayed in seeing that response. Burble hits one, misses the second. Ribbon with the rebound, 47-42. 5 points to lead, and a travel call against Riley Thompson, much to the chagrin of the Red Bull and faithful. Must have been pretty clear, though, Dustin McKinney did.
You don't know sometimes.
McKinney didn't dispute it.
A lot of these guys think your arms are connected to your feet. If you're moving your arms, you're bound to be moving your feet.
6:15 and ticking. Fourth quarter, Lance Burchett. Jump shot, left elbow, no good. Rebound, Birdwell. Weston with it, spins. He's called for the travel.
Yeah.
Now change pivot foots right there before he made the dish to Nate underneath.
6 minutes left. 47-42. Close ball game, very similar to both of those college football semifinal contests yesterday. Just back and forth, a lot of emotion. Joseph Verbal pulls up at the free throw line, gives to Copas. Copas, deep three with the screen from Verbal. It's good. Colton Copas knocks it down when it matters most.
And watch that. That's a good shot.
Copas, a great player. He was neutralized in the first half. He's come to life here late in the contest. 5:30 and ticking.
All of his points coming off shots like that, though, Daniel.
Yeah.
Talking deep three-pointers when Weston Burwell goes under the screen, and he's 5-6 foot beyond the arc himself.
Red Bowling has built an 8-point lead, 50-42. Wyatt Browning draws the foul and goes to the free throw line to shoot two.
You know, we're giving him some heads up, just straight dribbles to the basket, and he's making us pay.
A little too strong on that one, my White. Red Bullin' up, 50-42. Browning misses the second. Read on Hackney. Hackney playing with those four personals. Back on the floor now. Thompson with it left wing. Red Bullin' looking to extend on this 8-point lead. Foul call, I'm assuming against Nolan Adams. No, Nate Adams. That's the fourth on Nate.
We'll have to get him a break for a few minutes.
I thought Nolan, because Nolan was face guarding Hackney away from the ball. I didn't see Nate's contact. Thompson on the inbound here. Red Bullin with a what seems a pretty comfortable 8-point lead. Joseph Burble tries to extend with a three, and he does. Double digits, 11 points.
Big shot.
Big shot by the former Clay County Bulldog, Joseph Burble. Putting Red Bullin up by 11, and now Burble gets away with murder from the right block as he knocked Burchett to the ground from behind. Baseline jumper, Colton Copas, it's in. Red Bullin is on fire. The red and gray clad dogs can do nothing wrong here. 4:25 and ticking fourth quarter, and it's 55-42. Joe Sims' gym is filled with the cheers of the Red Bullin faithful. Timeout taken by Clay County, and now a technical foul being called against somebody on the Clay County bench. I assume Coach Edwards.
Yeah, it's Coach Edwards. He was upset with a no call against Burchett on that last play.
Me too.
And as we all were, you know, such a momentum swing as Red Bullin stretches it out to a baker's dozen, Daniel, 55-42. Probably got time for one, I think, here.
We do.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Colton Copas taking a technical free throw to increase Red Bullin's lead over Clay County to 14 here, Daniel.
Shooting these technical free throws, hits them both. Figured he would. Copas, a great player. 4:25 in this fourth quarter, and what a lead. Red Bullin's built here, Coach. 15 points to Bratty, and they have the ball.
All in one. I mean, you know, we were what? We were
41-40.
Yeah. Just a few minutes ago.
It went from 41-40 to 57-42 in a very short time. Maxie Wilson, right corner. Back out to Riley Thompson up top. Red Bullin can afford to play ball control here with this huge lead. Copas with it, leaning on Burble. One-on-one between them. Weston slides. Copas' shot off, no good. Burble the rebound. A win that time for Weston Burble. He continues to impress with his fine defense on Copas. Three-pointer, Burchett, no good. Rebound Copas. With each passing second that ticks away in this contest, Red Bullin getting a little closer to breaking this 14-game series win streak that Clay County has built. For the last time Red Bullin Springs built the Clay County Bulldogs, coming back in 2018.
That wasn't too smart on his part.
Copas called for the personal, and a good showing of respect there between Copas and Burble.
Yeah.
Helping him up. They have battled all night. I think Copas is fouled out now.
Yeah, he, you know, tough game. Credit that young man right there. Came in when the team needed him the most here at the end. Didn't get frustrated. Knocked down some huge shots to pretty much put this one away for Red Bullin Springs. I know there's 3:30 left as Browning just keeps battling in there.
While Browning gets a tough bucket. What's this? We've got Wyatt Browning called for a technical foul for doing some celebration.
I'm not sure.
Technical foul against Wyatt Browning after he scored a bucket.
I guess, you know.
One of the best kids you'll run into. I would love to know what he's done, and now Coach Edwards is wanting to know the same. I'm going to pan away from the shots. And
a little frustration, and didn't take much.
Hagney misses the first free throw. 13 points for difference here. Clay, a Red Bullin with a big lead, and these another possession. The Red Bullin's going to have. Coach Edwards still pleading his case to the official as Hagney misses both of those free throws.
You know, Browning feels like he got fouled three times on those shots, and I guess he showed that emotion. And I think the officials may have known he got fouled on three tries.
Red Bullin with a...
You don't mess with them when they know they're wrong.
That's true. Red Bull in a 13-point lead and the basketball. 3:15 left in this one. Thompson with it. Dribbles behind the back. Sets up top of the key. Works against Burgett. Gets to Wilson. Shot blocked by Adams. Whistles blow. Foul called against Red Bull. Maxie Wilson called for the foul.
They best not get too happy.
Full timeout taken here by Dustin McKinney. I believe I need it myself.
Yeah.
3:05 mark of this fourth quarter. Red Bull up by 13.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals. Nested in the hills, Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-2139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
White Branding with a big bucket and drawing a foul back at the free throw line. Cuts this thing back to an 11-point game. Branding has struggled from the free throw line tonight, but hits that one. 10 points the difference. 2:53 and ticking left in this contest. Both teams with timeouts left. I'm not sure how many have not tracked that well. Thompson hands off to Logan. Colton Copas on the bench, fouled out. Nate Adams playing with four. Foul called against Nolan Adams. His fourth personal. No, that's his fifth from his body language. He's headed to the bench. So Nolan is fouled out. Copas is fouled out for Ed Bowen. Hackney plays with four. Nate Adams plays with four. 2:35 left in this one. Red Bowen up. 57-47. Joseph Verbal with it out near the half-court line. Hands off to Logan, who's now defended by Verbal. Back to Hackney. Hackney defended by Smith. Hackney gets past Smith, dishes out to Wilson. He scores from that block. 12 points the difference. Red balling up. Nate Adams with it. Fires the three, top of the key. No good, but he's fouled. Nate going to go to the line to shoot three. First one's away and good.
Yeah, that's the big one.
59-48.
Hitting that first one kind of calmed you down a little, maybe.
Second one's away and good. 59-49. Third one's away, also good. Three big shots. Single-digit difference, 59-50. 2:05 and ticket. Red Bull with the ball and the lead. Thompson with it out top. Works hard against Westmoreland. Timeout taken by head coach Dustin McKinney. Minute 57 left in regulation. Red Bull in 59, Clay County 50.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Redbone with it on the inbound. Thompson out top, defending by Westmore. Foul on Westmore. Rodney Thompson going to the line to shoot. Kyler does not have many fouls, maybe his first. First personal.
Thompson's 4-for-7 on the night, Daniel.
Making 4-of-8.
I believe that may be his first miss from the foul line.
Minute 50 left. Red Bull up by 9. Now 10. Thompson good on the second free throw. 60-50. District 7A debut for both of these squads here. Nate Adams, jumper, left elbow, no good. Rebound by Browning, whistles blow.
They're going to get Browning, I think.
Yeah.
Kind of picking on poor old White here.
Yeah, he threw hand push in the back there to try to get their offensive rebound.
Well, now.
That's allowable.
He called an offensive foul on it.
Yeah. A bitter rivalry between these schools always is anytime you play one of your geographically close counterparts. It brings along with it a lot more than just the sport. Thompson in the line to shoot two. First is away and good. Red Bull looking pretty good right here, up by 11, minute 40 left. Second free throw coming from Thompson. It's away. Also good. 12 points for lead. Dogs need points on every trip pretty much here. And have to stop Red Bull, and that may be the harder part. Lance Burchett dishes to Browning. Shot up good. 10 points for Devers. Minute 29 and ticking. We'll see how Clay County plays this. Nate Adams certainly can't foul right here. He'll be out of the game if he does. Maxie Wilson, left block. Kicks out to Thompson. Redbone going to play it slow. Minute 15 and ticking. 10 points the difference. Joseph Bertle now hands off to Hackney. Hackney penetrates, gives to Wilson, loses the handle, recollected by Hackney. It goes out of bounds, and it's Clay County ball. A mistake in ball handling there, Coach.
Yeah, I don't know why they're still trying to score.
Red Bullman leading by 10. Minute 3 and ticking. Clay County with a chance to cut it to single digits here. Lance Burchett with it. Right wing picks up the dribble, gives to Nate. Nate Adams with it. Fires the 3. No good. Rebound. Joseph Burble. Good hustle by him coming up with a loose ball. The Red Bullman faithful starting to feel it here. His time ticks down to 40 seconds at Joe Sims Gym. Thompson with it. Drives, kicks to Wilson. And now Browning going to foul Wilson. A big win here for Red Bull and Springs. Provided they can hang on for this last 33 and a half seconds. Wilson to shoot two. First one's away and good. 11 points now, the margin. 2018, the last time the Red Bull beat Clay County on the hardwood. A 14-game series win streak. They very well could be defeated tonight as Nate Adams adds a bucket. 26.4 seconds left on this clock. Back to a 10-second difference. It is a full timeout. So we'll play one half. Come back and make sure we catch the end of this contest.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts tonight, where the Dogs of Salina are down by 10, 64-54 to the Dogs of Red Bull and Springs. Daniel, 26 seconds left. This win streak of Clay County's is going to be snapped here tonight.
Certainly knew that Red Bull coming in tonight going to be really stout. All those returning starters, 5 seniors that start for this team, of course, getting a great head coach back in the form of Dustin McKinney, who had spent time at Red Bull before, coached the girls there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he did.
So a veteran head coach with a veteran team of players, and honestly, you know, a more experienced basketball team than Clay County when you look at, you know, yes, Clay County's got 3 senior starters and 2 junior starters. However, all 5 of these guys for Red Bull and Springs started an entire season last year. And a lot of new faces, all 5 new starters for Clay County. So Red Bull in here.
Well, they're doing something they haven't been able to do for 4 years, you know, basically. You see Hackney and Company and Copas and so on and so forth. They've been close a time or two.
Yep.
And then Clay County turned the corner and run them out of the gym late. This time the script's kind of flipped. Copas made shots when he had to. Hackney's been big down the stretch along with Thompson.
An ankle or something.
Yeah, White Browning having to come off. Official called timeout. Red Bull going to go ahead and take a timeout here. White Browning, though, as you saw on the camera feed, came to the bench kind of visibly in pain right now. I'm not sure what he did. He wasn't entangled with anybody when it happened. Only a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay on here. 17.1 seconds, 64-54, Red Bull with the lead here. And full credit, as we were just talking about, Red Bull and Springs. Now, hey, a lot of credit to Clay County. They played a tough game. A lot of individual battles won tonight, but Red Bull come in and got the job done. And these guys, for the first time in their high school careers, are going to be beating Clay County in a basketball game. So, a huge congratulations, Red Bull and Springs.
Yeah,
big night for them.
No doubt about it. And we talked about it, a game of runs, a 10-0 run early in the fourth quarter for Red Bull and Springs. Stretched this one out to 15, Daniel. And, you know, Clay County had a shot or two there. They cut it maybe down to 10, 12. And that's as close as they've gotten.
This one's going to be final pretty soon. 8.2 seconds on the clock as Hackney goes to the line to shoot 2. So after this loss here tonight, Clay County going to fall to 7-6 on the year, 0-1 in District 7A play. Red Bull will jump to 7-9 overall, 1-0 in District 7A play. And like I said, throw out that 6-9 record for Red Bull and Springs because they played a tough schedule. They played White House. Other teams on here, Smith County, a bigger school, Ray County, a bigger school, Knox Central, of course, a bigger school, Chattanooga Prep, a favorite. That's a lot of the games they had lost this year. And this one goes final, 66-56. Red Bull and Springs has made the trip over into Joe Sims' gym and come away with a big win. Clay County falling tonight to 7-6 on the year after this 10-point loss in the Battle of the Bulldogs. Stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Farm Bureau post-game show coming your way. Two good contests here tonight in Joe Sims Gym. Of course, the girls winners tonight, moving to 10-5 on the year. The boys, a hard-fought, tough loss to a good Red Bull and Springs team. They fall to 6-7 on the year. Been saying that wrong all night. Apologize for that. We're going to go ahead and get into the Bulldog wrap-up. Brought to you, Big Hole Panels of Tennessee. Game of runs, Thomas. We talked about it throughout. And I know you're going to chronicle them as we go down the wrap-up here.
Yeah, back and forth. You know, largest lead in this ball game was 7 points until the fourth quarter. Clay County trailed by 2 at the end of the first quarter, 13-11. And then a back-and-forth second quarter and left them up by 1 at halftime, 28-27. And then this was where Clay County jumped out to a 7-point lead on an 8-0 run to open the third period, before Red Bull and Springs reclaimed the 42-41 lead headed into the fourth quarter. Then it was all Red Bull and Springs for there. They outscored Clay County 24-15 down the stretch, including a 10-0 run. So they scored the first 5 to go up by 6. Burble made a free throw. And then it was an onslaught from Red Bull and Springs, a 10-0 run from there. So I guess it's a 15-1 run is what it ended up being, to get up by 15. Clay County battled back, got it to single digits, 9 at one point with about 2 minutes to play, but it just wasn't enough as they fall by 10, 66-56. And like we've said there in the fourth quarter before the postgame show, Credit Red Bull and Springs. They pulled off something they haven't done in quite some time, Daniel. About, what is it now, 6 years,
yeah.
I guess.
2018, yeah.
2018, you said they haven't beaten Clay County. They've been close. We talked about this Red Bull and Springs team last year coming into the district season. Hey, Red Bull and Springs is going to be tough to beat. They're
yep.
going to be this. They're going to be that. They never were. Had the same players. These players are seniors now, and you can tell it.
Yeah, they never did really fully get over that hump last year. Well, I think as you see us get into District 7A play during January and February, I think they get over that hump this year. I think they, you know, hopefully we split with them. Hopefully we go to their place and return the favor because I think we're fully capable. But a good Red Bull and Springs team, well coached too.
And balanced. Four players in double figures for Red Bull and Springs, including Colton Copas, who was scoreless in the first half, only had five in the third quarter, 10 down the stretch for 15 tonight. Maxie Wilson had 12, Chris Hackney 18, and Riley Thompson 14. Joseph Birdwell, the big three-pointer in that run, but that was the only points he had tonight for Red Bull and Springs. But I don't care who you are, Red Bull and Springs, you know, state champion. When you got four and double figures, high double figures, you're going to be hard to beat.
Absolutely. That's we talk about it all the time, trying to get three in the double figures, you know, and that's going to get you around 40 points right there. They hit four there. So always a good recipe.
And same for Clay County. Just had four on the board, but three of those in double figures. Western Birdwell with 11, White Browning 15. Lance Burchett just 2 points tonight. And then Nate Adams ended up with a great, consistent night, 7 points in each quarter, just like you said, Daniel, for 28 here.
That's pretty consistent. That, you know, it's what you talk about, and that's what you get out of Nate. It's always a good performance. That's why he has the average that he does, and another good night for him.
It was, but not a great night for the Black, Purple, and Gold as they fall for the first time in 14 games, I think you said,
yep,
Daniel.
In this series, yep.
Drop one to Red Bull and Springs.
Folks, this Bulldog wrap-up is from Real TV Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with Structural Insulated Panels engineered as a subsidiary of Bonnie Stabog Homes in Hermann Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We're going to play one more little, about a minute-long break. Come back and announce tonight's TDS Top Performers. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs. Becker and I on the Farm Bureau post-game show. Time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. We'll start off with that girls' contest, Thomas.
Yeah, I think you got to go Bella Ashlock tonight, Daniel. We talked about her. You know, it's not just her scoring. She leads the team in all other categories besides that. Hallie Buford, far and away, the leading scorer for the Lady Dogs. But, you know, when you can just do it all. Defense, I thought, tonight from Bella Ashlock against Bailey Massengale was huge. She only had 6 points. Did Massengale, the leading scorer, we think, for Red Bowling Springs.
Yeah.
And that was due to Ashlock's prowess on the defensive end there. You know, she's we saw her just do what she does, rebounds, steals, defense, assists, just make really good plays no matter where she is on the floor, and also finished with 9 points tonight and had some big points. Got Clay County off to a big start, I thought, there early on. So, you know, Bella Ashlock, you talked about what she's done over this holiday stretch and just making this team better.
Yeah, that and, you know, you never want anybody to be injured or sick, but Bella found herself there, particularly down at Watertown. You know, Hattie was sick and didn't play. Somebody had to score.
Right.
Maddie had the hurt ankle. Somebody had to score. And Bella had 21.
Yeah.
It's not who she wants to be,
no. But
I love it when she is,
yeah.
You know, because she can do that. She don't want to be the leading scorer. She don't want to do all that, but she can do it all.
And she proved that when that happened. But just, you know, having a night like that during those holiday tournaments, coming into this district tournament, coming into a game like Friday night when Pickett County's coming, having her believing in herself is going to bring this team up to such a higher level.
Yeah, I think so, too. On the boys' side, you know, a lot of good candidates, great game, you know, probably a season high for Nate Adams with 28. I'm not sure about that. White Browning with another good game with 15 points, but you got to go with the guy that did it on both ends, Daniel, and I think that's Weston Birdwell. He ended up in double figures with 11, had a huge second quarter that kept Clay County in it there, had 8 of his 11 in that second quarter, but held, I don't know, what could be the best player in this league.
Yeah.
In Colton Copas. Hard to say early on. This is the first time we've seen any league play. But
right.
I think he probably is. Colton Copas probably the best player in this league. Held him to scoreless in the first half, you know, and he had 15, ended up with 15. Three of those were three-pointers from near half court.
Behind the screen.
Just, you know, the only open looks he got all night. And just amazing what Birdwell did on both ends. We had saw one of the fans that apparently follows Red Bull Springs really close stop by and say, boy, the Birdwell kid did a great job on Copas. And, you know, when you can do that thing, Coach Edwards challenged Weston Birdwell, hey, you got to shut down Copas. We're going to win this game. Well, he pretty much did.
He did.
And that shows you how good Red Bull probably is, too. But Weston Birdwell, just a great job. He'll do anything you ask him to do. Coach Edwards is glad to have him on his side.
No doubt, and big credit to him there for playing the entirety of that contest in that style.
Yeah.
And keep it emotionally kind of staying out of it. That's tough. When you're assigned that task of shutting down that one guy, and you're so physical every play and so close every play, and you're frustrating him so much.
I saw him nose-to-nose multiple times in the paint down
right.
there.
But, and, you know, he played clean, didn't get in foul trouble, didn't get emotionally, you know, kept that out of it. And you saw the mutual respect between them at the end when Copas fouled out on offensive foul. Weston helped him up. They patted each other. They understood what each other had done during the game. So tonight, CDS top performers, Bella Ashong and Weston Birdwell. They were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs, and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Another big one coming up Friday night right here in Joe Sims Gym. Pickett County going to pretty much close down the city limits of Birdstown and bring everybody down here. They always do. And it's going to be a big night, Thomas. We should be here, barring some kind of crazy unforeseen emergency. We should be here to call it.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, tonight was great.
Don't get
me wrong, rivalry between Red Bull and Springs and Clay County, but I don't think it'll hold the candle to what Friday night's going to be.
No, because here's the deal. We talked about a 14-game win streak over Red Bull. Well, it's even longer.
Yeah, we beat them like 25 straight. So, and that's what you're seeing here, especially with the boys.
They're grudge,
you know,
matches.
They are. You know, Coach Edwards has said it for years. We get everybody's best game.
Yeah.
We're seeing that.
Yeah, sure are. Well, folks, we hope you enjoyed the broadcast. We know we certainly enjoyed doing it. Appreciate our listeners. Appreciate our sponsors. Appreciate Joe Sims and Thomas Watson for joining us tonight. For Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.